I want to do the set and get back. I have a PlayStation 2 game on pause. I gotta tell you, I think I'm addicted to video games. I can actually play a video game for like 4 hours, right, then go to bed, and as I'm laying in bed, I'll wake up going, oh, crap, I know how to kill the sniper now, and run back on and turn it on. And then next thing you know, I'm online talking to a 10-year-old. Hey, how do you get past the water world, dude? Hey, thanks. Good luck on your spelling bee. Tell you this, I was playing video games with my 13-year-old nephew, and he was playing the video game, and he got so mad at it, he chucked the controller down and went, this is hard. I was like, hard nothing. You kids in video games don't know hard. When I was your age, we had to run uphill both ways, jumping over barrels to save the princess from Donkey Kong. Hard. Memory card, my ass. You lost the Macho Man, boom, all the way back down to King Hippo. Tell you this. We had one controller with one button, and we liked it. Tell you this, I love playing video games because I can eventually figure out a video game. I can eventually figure out what to do right and what to do wrong in a video game. In a relationship, I can't. And until I can go online to find a cheat code to deal with women, the next time I'm getting bitched at, I can just go triangle, square, circle, L1, R2, R2. And that's my time, you guys. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Once in the games until he dies playing
Space Cowboy in some back room.
Finish the game!
No!
Kill him.
You are about to experience.
I can't play these video games.
I
can't play these video games.
Games and More Entertainment Radio.
And we're back!
Games and More Entertainment Radio episode... 58. What is it? 58. That's right. I'm C4.
And I'm Kobar.
And let's see, we've got the monster list of games coming out before the end of the year. We've got, like, just about, well, a good chunk. I'm sure it's not everything.
Yeah, help you make your Christmas list.
Exactly, because that's the important part of the year. When you sit there with the list of games that you're drooling over, and you say, Mom, Dad, I gotta have, and you hand them, like, 8 pages, these games. And they say, okay. And you get, like, one game, and it's like...
Not
Pokemon
one.
Red or something, and you're not happy. And then you have to remember what you wanted and, like, mow lawns and stuff, or whatever that you gotta do, sell yourself on the street corner for money for games. Because no price is too high.
For some of them,
yeah, for some of them. Some of them are very, very well worth it. We have all kinds of good little stories and whatnot, but the very first coolest thing that happened this week, actually, by far the coolest thing, we got... a package from Fuchikoma X. He's in the military, he's out in Japan, and he sent us a box of, like, all kinds of cool stuff. Just tons of neat stuff. My favorite, I'd say, has to be the Pepsi bottle. I'm a whore for Pepsi.
I don't know where that's from, though. It's got some weird writing on it.
Yeah, that's the only thing. It's not from Japanese. Japan. No, it looks like, would we decide, Arabic or something? But
it kind of looks like it's Arabic, but
yeah. It's got, like, a different Pepsi logo on it, and there's a hat, magazines, a Nintendo 64 camera. How cool is that? All kinds of stuff. Like, the gaming magazines are neat. You can't read a lick of them, you know.
Right.
I mean, there's nothing in there. But the funny thing is you can read some shit in the screenshots, though. You know, like in the, like you were pointing out earlier, it'll say fight in English, you know.
Yeah.
But we can't read the magazine, but it's really cool. There's a bunch of anime stuff, all kinds of crazy stuff. It was so much, I don't know, neat stuff. It was like Christmas, but cooler because it was, like, in the middle of the year. And, like, neat stuff. Not stuff that you would get, like, socks or a sweater, you know?
Yeah.
Crap like I get my father, you know? Poor guy.
New tie.
A new tie. A wallet every year. His wallet always looks brand new year-round. Yeah, I should put some thought into it, but what the hell do you get him when somebody...
F that.
Yeah. Anyhow, it was really awesome. That was very, very much appreciated. That stuff is just way too cool. And Hunter was supposed to be here today and enjoy the cool stuff and be on the show, but he's had kind of a bad day, so he couldn't make it today. He, his day sucked and he couldn't make it. So.
Could have bothered to let us know, though.
Yeah.
Hint, hint, wink, wink.
Yeah, not 7 hours later.
After, we called him.
Yeah. That's right, huh? Oh, man. Anyhow, we do have some other interesting things coming out, and before we get to the monster list of all the stuff, there was a few little interesting things that we thought we should bring up, though, some things to point out. At some point, Beautiful Joe 1 is coming out for the PS2.
Which is cool.
Which is cool for the PlayStation 2 owners that don't have a GameCube, you know, because that is...
I'm sure there are many.
Oh, I know there's many. There's gotta be, but... On the same token, it does seem to me that, like, the kind of person that would own a PlayStation 2 that's looking for a game like that would probably have a GameCube, being that they're $100,
yeah,
would probably have it. Otherwise, you got the Madden crowd, the guys that are playing all the sports games, and they don't care. But not everybody has, you know, a GameCube, even though they're $100. Christmas list.
Well,
something to think about. Definitely worth it.
There are some very good games on the game.
You know, and especially after looking at this list... It's like, mostly, well, okay, minus the Game Boy Advance games, which are just creptacular to begin with, like, for real games, it's like mostly GameCube stuff. You know, I mean, there's some serious shit coming out for this.
Some of it's kind of odd.
10-Pin Alley 2, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's still some really, really fat games coming out.
And you'll have to really, someone will have to really convince me about Donkey Kong.
Yeah. You know what, it actually looks like a blast if you could play with a controller.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really, it looks like a really cool side scroller if you could use a controller, but you got to use the drums.
Oh, it's not like Dance Dance?
No, you have two, like, what are they called? Like congos,
conga drums.
Conga drums, and you beat on them, and somehow that controls Donkey Kong flying to the level and fighting enemies and whatnot.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't know, but I think it'd be dope with a controller. It looks like it really does look cool with a controller. Doesn't look so hot to me with the congas, and I can't see me sitting in my house playing that crap anyway. You know, pissing off the neighbors. Not that their Mexican polka is any better, but me sitting there going boom, 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 boom is probably much worse, even for me. Also this week, the Game Boy Advance, we've heard that it's dropping to $80 later this week.
That's confirmed now. It's not.
This is the SP, right?
Yeah.
Oh, and it's not just a rumor anymore, because that's when I read it, it was just like something that somebody overheard.
It was confirmed today.
Ah.
That it is $80. It will be $80.
That's very good news. Talk about, you know, sparking some sales for the holiday season. That's going to do it, you know. They'd like to see that less than $100 price point, because parents are going to be all over that.
Yeah.
There's other really cool stuff coming out. Actually, you know what? Let's leave out the stuff that came out. Let me jump around the notes for a second. World of Warcraft, I don't even remember if we mentioned this before, the stress test beta?
It wasn't out last week.
Okay, so we didn't talk about it.
Right, because it wasn't even a thing to talk about.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know. I couldn't remember. But World of Warcraft, if you go to FilePlanet.com, everybody's favorite place to download crap after waiting in line for hours on end, they've got World of Warcraft. You can download the beta. It's like 2.2 gigs or something. It's the stress test beta. They're not just letting everybody in who wants to play. What it is they're going to open it up for, 7 days?
Yes.
7 days.
One full week,
and it's going to be just... The point is this stress test. They just want to see if they have enough bandwidth, enough servers.
Frankly, they're going to have 100,000 people on one server.
On one server?
One server.
No. Yes. That can't be possible.
Yes.
No, that can't be.
They're going to let the people just absolutely flood it until it crashes and see when it crashes.
That's retarded. Well, this is going to suck for those of us that want to try to enjoy it a little bit. And you know it's going to be laggy as all sin.
Oh, yeah.
But it'll be pretty
cool. If you
even
get in. You can spend all 7 days just trying to get in.
That's true. That's very true. You could. But they're also holding it off until 100,000 people download the client. Mm-hmm. And, of course, FilePlanet being the retards they are, when they opened this up to begin with, it was only open to FilePlanet subscribers.
Right.
Then they had it open for, like, what seemed like 2 days, unless my work week just, like, screwed me up on time.
No, I think it was about 2-3 days
tops. Yeah, it tops, yeah. Because where it was open to everybody else. So I got in there. I got my key. And then now it's closed again for subscribers only.
Right.
On top of that, something actually cool, not just a stress test, see if you can put up with our crap, Tribe's Vengeance beta is on FilePlanet for subscribers only. And thank God Kobar here is a subscriber, because I'm going to be playing Tribe's Vengeance all week. Or at least trying to.
Right.
I'm looking forward to that. So next week, hopefully, though, we'll have a little bit of information about that. And now today, let's get to this cool stuff that happened today. Big day for money out of your pocket because Phantom Brave came out. $50, PlayStation 2. This is a strategy RPG. It's like next in line in La Pucelle and Disgaea.
What the Japanese call RPG simulation.
RPG simulation.
For some reason.
I don't know. It's a language thing, I'm sure. But the art looks great. It uses the same style anime art, you know, where it's all cutesy and whatnot. But you have some kind of like... what little I did read of it, there was something to do with like these phantom things. Probably has to do with the name Phantom Brave. But
I would imagine.
Yeah, right. I didn't read like a whole lot on it because I don't know. I don't know if I suck at these games. I haven't really tried to play them is what it is. I just haven't got into them yet. But they seem to be really popular and really cool. I'm sure once I got started, I'd be hooked. But this is like the combat-based game that just has a ton of RPG elements in there. Like Final Fantasy Tactics, I'm sure, which most of the listeners have played, and they know exactly what we're talking about.
Right.
But if you enjoyed La Pucelle and Disgaea, this is like a must-buy.
Right.
You know, and it's weird that these games have been coming out so close together. We just had Disgaea, it seemed like, and then immediately
they must be pretty popular.
You know, well, I'm sure they are. You know, and remember when Wolf was playing Disgaea, it was like all I could think about. He was calling in sick to work. He was playing it here during the show. He didn't care, man. He was just hooked on it, you know, which is awesome. So that's good news. So that's out already. That came out today, along with Street Fighter Anniversary Edition for the PlayStation 2. It's only $30. I picked it up. I had to. It's Street Fighter. Come on now. Right? The downside of this is that I'm going to want the Xbox One whenever that comes out. From what I can tell, it's somewhere between September and January.
Lovely.
Yeah, they really narrowed it down for me. You know, because if it comes out in 2 weeks, I'm going to be upset.
Yeah.
I'm going to be pissed. But, you know, that's all right, because it's all in the name of games. And it's Street Fighter, so I have to play. But, anyway, I picked it up. Again, the graphics are really unchanged on the original one, like Street Fighter 2, and like it's got like every single version of it.
Well, the graphics aren't changing any of them.
Yeah, they're all the same. Yeah, the whole thing. It's all the same. First of all, like the Street Fighter animated movies on that disc, Street Fighter 3 Third Strike is on there, which I thought is a great game. The animation on that is so much better than the other two, but it's not like light years ahead because we've been playing Street Fighter Alpha, the Alpha series, you know, especially Street Fighter Alpha 3 was fantastic. I would have killed to have Alpha 3 on that disc. Or all the Alphas. Why not, you know? Mm. I know they had room. Take the stupid movie off that nobody's going to watch, or already has, you know, and put that on the disc. Or, what I thought would have even be even better, is the other two Street Fighter 3 games. Because there was Double Impact and something else, whatever the hell it was called. There was New Challenge, or whatever. No, that wasn't it. It was something else. Whatever it was, there was two other ones, and then Third Strike. And they have only Third Strike on there. Thank God, because it being the best of them. But It just feels like empty. It feels like almost like, okay, well, this is just like a regular game, whereas if I go to the Street Fighter 2 side, I've got like every version of every character, right? And what was happening, I didn't quite pick up on this at first. You have every character, not just all the dudes. You have every version of the dudes.
Right.
So like the Chun-Li's are different depending on which version that you set it up. And you can challenge like other sides. Like player two can pick whatever he wants from whatever other game he wants.
Really?
Yeah. So you pick like the original dudes, you're going to get owned by one of the later guys. It has the weird isms, like, because the way that you use your like special moves are all different. And they have like the Super Street Fighter 2, like say Ken versus the, you know, like the turbo version of, you know, somebody else, or the hyper fighting version of whoever else.
But not, you can't go back and forth between the third strike and say turbo.
And Street Fighter 2? Yeah. No. But what I think would have been great is after playing, like, the ultimate version of Street Fighter 2 with every character. I mean, they had every picture, too.
Yeah.
Like, as they changed, like, when you remember playing Street Fighter 2 and you saw the character's portrait, when you chose your character change per game, they're all there. The portrait changes to just like it was on whichever one that you were playing, and on this one, whichever version you pick. It's so cool. It really is so cool. The animation is all there, too. They act just like they did then. They didn't do any weird tricks to, like, trick you into using the same animations over and over, but different versions. It's straight the sprites from that version. It may not look like the hottest game, but you know what? It still plays like the hottest game. It's like the most beautiful system. It's just like you remember it. You know, it was great. I didn't get a chance to play for that long today, but I'll tell you what, I was loving getting my ass beat because I'm a little rusty, but you're used to the Alpha series now. Right. And that's what I've been playing for the last couple of years, is the Alpha series. When you can't block in air all of a sudden, it takes a while to get used to that, you know? It took a while to get used to being able to block in air, even. You know, and now you're trying to go back and play, which is why I feel that I it's a hell of a lot of fun, and it's going to be great fun, like, if Wolf comes over and we have at it. I mean, it's going to be like old times again, you know? It's going to be beautiful, but it would have been nice to have the Alpha series on there also. Mm. Or at least Alpha 3, you know?
But I think they're probably too new. They're probably waiting to cash in again.
Yep. Oh, I know they will. I bet. And I'll be right there in line shelling out $30 for all the versions of Alpha. You know, I know I will. But that's all right. And I'm going to be shelling out for another one, the Xbox version of the Anniversary Edition, because I want to play on live. I want to play on Xbox
Live. You should have just waited.
You're probably right. I should have, because I like the controller better, too. I can actually do the moves properly on that, so. But I couldn't wait, it was Street Fighter. So, my weakness. Also, we picked up EverQuest 2 pre-orders today.
Yep.
And can you hear the, oh, I can hear it coming from the future. Oh, when people are listening to this in 2 or 3 days, I can hear it already.
They just don't know what they're gonna be missing.
That's what I think. I think that World of Warcraft is not where it is. After everything that I've read of all these games and everything I've seen,
and relatively decent experience in MMORPGs, and I think EverQuest 2 is going to be a good one.
Personally. So anyway, the point is that we both picked up the pre-order today of EverQuest 2.
If you're going to do it, pre-order it.
It
comes with those fat journeyman boots. If anybody's played EverQuest 1, they know that it is incredible that they're giving away journeyman boots to level 1 players just for pre-ordering. That's like almost too much. I ain't complaining, but it's almost too much.
Now, and what do these do now?
They basically, for the people that played Final Fantasy, they basically give you...
Fleet.
But without really a recharge. Uh-huh. By the time it runs out, you can click it again.
That is so awesome.
So you do not have a slow run speed.
Yeah.
You run at the speed of...
There's got to be some kind of limitation that we don't know about. Like, when you enter combat, you can't use them?
No, you can't.
Okay. I didn't know
if
that.
If you're...
That makes perfect sense, then.
Right.
That's still cool, though.
You can't use any run speed.
Oh, okay.
All run speed boosts are taken away from your character temporarily when you go into block.
Oh, okay, I see. That's pretty cool. But see how great this is? You know we're going to play it. We know we were going to play it. Yeah. So...
Now we get the boots,
exactly. And it's all your fault, because I actually forgot about it today. And then when we found a place that actually had the disc to get the boots left, it was like, well, crap, they got 3 left, and you got one of them. I have to do it now. Damn it. And also came out today, well, EverQuest 2 wasn't, the pre-order wasn't today, but it happened today for us. This did come out today. Or, you know what, I think all this crap came out yesterday, but we didn't get it actually in the stores till today.
Right.
Star Ocean 3 Till the End of Time.
Yeah.
And you actually picked that up.
It looks pretty fat.
It does look pretty fat.
I'm throwing some time into it, and I'll be back next week to give my personal opinion.
Yeah. So, RPG fans, I'm sure everywhere are going just ape shit right now. Because, actually, this is a really popular series.
This is the first game I have ever seen that we actually get the full, what Japan got.
Yeah, like the same version.
Yeah. They didn't cut anything out. They gave us all the extra crap that Japan got.
That's awesome. That's what sold you on it, too.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, yeah, whatever, because I was looking at it. Put it back in the case. The guy was like, yeah, whatever. Okay, give me Street Fighter. All right. Standing in line. Then I start talking about, was that how it happened? Did you ask or did you read it on the box or something?
I read it on the box or something. Okay. I was thinking about it, and I was like, oh, I got to support this.
Yeah, that's too cool. That is too cool.
Because
most
RPGs we get are dumbed-down versions. We don't get all the extra content, we don't get the extra items and weapons and extra levels and higher dungeons and...
All the cool stuff.
It's 2 DVDs!
Yeah,
It's two PlayStation.
I wonder if they're single layer, though. That might be that they're single layer.
Might be.
In any case, we better get started. We're already 18 minutes in or some shit. 18 and a half minutes in. We gotta get to the monster list, because this list could take a while, unless we just run through the names, but check this out, this is the release
list. Of these we're gonna just be running through the names.
Yeah, some of these, I mean, God only knows what some of this crap is, and who cares, we don't care about half of this stuff. But, still, to the end of the year, this is what's coming out. We have a good portion of what's coming out, and I'm pretty sure that we have every Nintendo game coming out. I don't know about everything else, because it seemed like the Xbox list is pretty short, the PlayStation 2 I know is too short. The Xbox list might be about the right size.
Well, If we find anything else, we'll append it in next week's episode.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I won't remember. But either way, like this is a substantial chunk of games coming out between now and the end of the year. And on the top of the list, it looks like we start with PlayStation 2. So, why don't you go ahead and just start? Let's start talking about some games.
All right. Well,
we even have dates. Look at that. See how much effort we put forth for you guys.
Well, the first one coming out is Burnout 3 Takedown. It's on 9704.
Which I played the demo of.
Right.
Which was very pretty. The sound wasn't... The demo didn't have, like, music tracks and whatnot, so it was just not fun to play, but I had issues with the controls not being quite correct on the PlayStation, mm-hmm. but I bet they're all right on the Xbox, because they have the triggers.
Right.
You know, for gasoline, it would be really cool. Instead of using the second analog stick or the buttons, which you gotta, like... hold down with vice grips or something to push hard to accelerate. But it's a really popular series. Mm. So that's going to be a big one coming up on September 7th.
We also have Silent Hill 4 on the same day. And that's the one that they've been holding back or something, and it's all in one room.
Oh, Silent Hill 4 The Room. Yeah. Yes, 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 yes.
They've been holding back on the other three, and they're going to unleash hell in
this one. Where it's supposed to be like as gory as they want to be. All that creepiness, that's going to be something else. That's going to be a neat game. I've heard a lot of good things about it so far. I haven't seen any video of it.
I'm not a huge fan of that genre. I mean, Resident Evil sucks.
Yeah, I don't care for it much either.
But lots of people love it. Something I am looking forward to is Sly Cooper 2 Band of Thieves. That's on September 14th. I think the first one was a great game.
Yeah, I really want to play it. I really, really want to check this game out because I keep hearing stuff about it.
It's simple, and it was just so much fun.
Yeah? That's the core ingredient of a game.
Not incredibly challenging. Actually, some points were incredibly challenging, but for the overhaul, it's not incredibly challenging, but it's just fun.
That's nice. That's nice to hear.
Like, all his abilities are just on one button. You just press one button, and he jumps and grabs something, or he uses his cane, or whatever's applicable at the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's just
fun. Is it a side-scroller, or is it all 3D?
No, it's 3D.
Okay. I, for some reason, had it in my head as like a side-scrolling, cel-shaded.
There are places where it goes to a side-scrolling, like when you're in certain situations.
Suddenly, I'm more interested now, though, for some reason, because I thought it was all... Because what I saw looked very 2D and very, like, the graphics were too big, so there's not room for any action. Like, it just looked... I kept seeing it going, how can this game be that great? It got great reviews everywhere. My sister's boyfriend is playing it right now, says he loves it. I keep hearing about it from everywhere I turn. It's a greatest hits game. It's like $20 now.
You're more than welcome to borrow mine.
I might just have to check that out.
Check it out to see if
it's good or not. Yeah, I keep hearing good stuff about it.
Lots of cool little side games, too. Things to break up the monotony of regular gameplay.
Which is, what's the main point of it? What do you do?
It's just a platformer. You're
trying, around and like collect a bunch of like little crab?
You're trying to collect back the Thievius Raccoonus, which is this book that's been passed down in your family, which gives you all the tips and tricks of the trade of being a thief.
Ah, huh.
And so as you collect these pages, you gain the book, you read the page, and you learn new skills.
Oh, okay, that's pretty cool.
Viet Cong Purple Haze, September 15th. I have no idea what that is.
I'll take a guess. First-person shooter.
Yeah, in the Vietnam days, right?
Yeah.
I think that's probably pretty good.
Tiger Woods PGA Tour? Oh, my God.
I've actually heard pretty good things about this series.
And I have, too.
It's kind of like the Madden of golf.
Yeah, yeah. Like, it's the one to have if you're going to play it.
And there's NHL 2005 on September 20th. Not a huge sports fan in general.
Yeah, so. Neither one of us. We need hooks here to talk about the sports games and get all like amped up and excited. Those are both coming out on September 20th.
Yeah. Star Wars Battlefront on the 21st. That sounds kind of interesting.
This was the one that's supposed to be the guy... Oh, wait, was I with you? No, I was by myself when I went to... I was at some place the other day and the guy was talking about it at the store. Game Crazy or something. The guy was talking about it. He said that it was like Battlefield 1942, but Star Wars.
That could be interesting.
Yeah, because think about it for a minute. There you are on your side, you know, there's 30 of you guys or however many online, and you just decide to hop into a TIE fighter. You know, that's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, and the Star Wars geeks are going to go ape shit over that.
The question is it going to be all light Laser guns, or is it lightsabers too, or what's the...
Yeah, I don't know anything about that. I don't know, but I imagine...
In that setting, lightsabers could be quite the disadvantage.
Definitely. You got something flying at you in a X-Wing, and you're trying to, like, chop the land gear off of his thing on the ground, you know? I mean, you're gonna get owned.
But you'd have some defensive features, being able to block the lasers.
Oh, that's true. Maybe shoot them back at him and just really mess his stuff up. The interesting thing is I don't know if this is coming out for the PC or not. I have absolutely... It would make sense to be... Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Right there. It is. It's on the list.
It's all three.
It's on the list.
So it's coming out for all four.
Sick.
Or is it coming out for the GameCube?
Probably not. I don't know. The GameCube list is so big, it's kind of hard to just glance through it. Well, I know... Okay, yeah. It's on the Xbox list, the PlayStation 2, the PC Windows list. I don't see it on the GameCube list, but it might... I mean, we tried to get every game we could. I mean, we got a monster list here. But I wouldn't doubt that it doesn't come on it.
That tends to happen a lot.
Yeah, which is a pisser, because they have a broadband adapter for the stupid thing. And two games use it, you know? Mario Kart and Phantasy Star. Or, wait, not Mario Kart.
No.
Phantasy Star Online and... Holy crap.
And Phantasy Star.
No, there's one other game. There's two games. I keep thinking
about... Well, there's two Phantasy Stars.
That can't be the only two games that use it. Is it? How weird. I keep thinking of Mario Kart because everybody was trying to make it work on that warp pipe program.
Oh.
That's what... It probably works just fine now. I haven't checked it out in months. I kept thinking about it because right about the same time that was coming out is when I found about the program. Mm. What the hell else works on that? I know there's something else that you can play. How weird, whatever. Okay. Moving along.
Def Jam Fight for New York.
Oh boy.
This is that wrestler game, right?
Yeah, with the rapper dudes.
I've heard really good things about it.
Have you tried to play it though? No. It sucks. It's really? Like, I would rather play, like, okay, when I tried to play Def Jam, the first one, I guess, Vendetta. On the PS2, it's not fun. It's not, like, exciting. It's just, like, you have your guys and you fight or wrestle around, you know, and there's some, like, the chick that all the rapper dudes around are running around in their skimpy
clapping
clothes, you know. Yeah, you know. It's just, like, whatever. The music is, I suppose, better than, like, say, the stuff you're gonna hear.
I heard good things about the grappling system. Like the holding and whatnot.
Huh.
But I'm not a huge fan of the wrestling genre anyway.
Yeah. But you know, it doesn't look exciting to me, and what the Vendetta I played, it wasn't just exciting. But like, I looked at, was that you with me in Best Buy saw that huge dude playing, well, the wrestling game that one day?
I think so, yeah.
I know Wolf was there, and there was some, I think, and there was some monster dude playing the demo of some wrestling game, and it actually was, like, exciting. It was, like, they had lightning and sparks and, you know, real-sounding announcer voices, and that was, like, kind of exciting to even watch. You know, this just didn't spark anything at all. It was just like, okay, well...
Ballas?
Like, ballas, yeah. Well, here's a big one.
Yeah, Mortal Kombat Deception or the Premium Pack is... Well, Deception is 10-1... And the premium pack is $10.15. I guess that must be like the collector's edition.
Yeah, yeah. And I think they're supposed to have all kinds of mini games and a bunch of extra garbage and stuff in it. I don't know. I've never been a big fan of Mortal Kombat, but and the only thing I remember now out of what I was told that is coming out on the premium pack is like a bunch of like extra games and some other crap and like I'm sure a bunch of unlockables. But the one that I remember is like remember Puzzle Fighter 2. Where it was like Tetris or some crap with right. The dudes fighting, they're gonna have like a Mortal Kombat.
Addicted.
Yeah. They're gonna have like a Mortal Kombat version of that on there. Which, I mean, what do you do? I'll pay $5 for that if it's fun, but I don't want the game, because I never liked Mortal Kombat. I try. I keep playing them.
I like the latest one. Yeah. It was really cool, the idea that you had several different fighting styles to match what your opponent was doing. Or what character
it
was.
Yeah, you know, more complicated, which is, you know, sometimes a good thing. You know, I mean, if you could change your system if you were getting your ass kicked, you know, that works really well.
Try a different angle.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, but it still didn't do it for me. It still didn't feel like Street Fighter or Mortal Kombat or even, like, Soul Calibur 2. I mean, it just wasn't a fun game to me. It just, and the controls, I don't know. I got issues with Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, we have NBA Live 2005, October 15th.
I'm sure a fantastic basketball game has got 2005 in it. It's got to be the best.
That's right.
Right? I mean, that's their system. It's like a rating system for sports games. As it gets higher, it's always the best. So, it's going to be the better of the one, so.
We got...
This is a monster one here.
We got three in a row that are monster.
Oh, yeah, a lot of people. Hell, four, really. Look at even the last one was Game of the Year last year, the first one. Or Racing Game of the Year.
Well, we got Grand Theft Auto San Andreas on October 19th.
Which has been pre-ordered by hundreds of thousands of people, I'm sure. Yeah. I know at least one guy already has pre-ordered it, loves the first two. I don't know. I get kind of bored in those games, but this is huge. I mean,
They're a lot of fun to run around, run away from the cops.
See how long you can live. Yeah. That's what I end up doing. I do the missions for like a day or a couple of hours, and then I get so bored, and the missions are just so uninteresting.
I hope they fixed the jumping shit from the last one.
Why? What was wrong with it?
I don't know, he just looked...
Retarded when he jumped? Yeah, okay. I thought you meant there was something wrong with it other than just the look of it. Yeah, it did look stupid. Not much you can do about that, though.
The next one is Metal Gear Solid 3 Snake Eater on November 1st.
November 1st. We're all screwed. These next 3 months, everybody's going to be pissed poor. I mean, there's so many good games coming out. And this is one that I have to play.
I was reading at least the headline of an article that was talking about it. Is it such a good thing that so many games are coming out right in a row?
At the same time?
Yeah.
I suppose it's great for the economy.
Well, for whose economy? It's not good for my economy.
Me neither. It's terrible for me because I already can't budget it out right. I can't figure it out.
So yeah, all these games, you can't play them all at once.
I've proved that. I've tried. I've been trying, which is why I now have like a pile of games that are still unopened here. Half of them turn out to suck.
Is it good that so many games are coming out? So many good games are coming out? Yeah. Is it bad that they're all coming out in a 2 month span?
Yeah.
A little.
Yeah.
A little.
That's not too good for me. Like today is a good example. I was supposed to come home with Star Ocean. Instead, was unable to create the funds for it and wound up with, you know, the $5 version of the EverQuest thing and Street Fighter, which I was actually supposed to come home with also anyway. It was supposed to be Star Ocean and Street Fighter, but...
Well, yeah, you were going to buy...
I don't want to take the little sticky tag off the Star Ocean box and fuck it up, though.
That's what it is. I mean, the extra $5 you chunked into EverQuest 2...
was nothing, yeah.
Yeah, that didn't throw off your
Star Ocean
budget.
Money, yeah. I did all right today, man. Actually, it comes out tomorrow. At work, at Best Buy.
Oh, yeah?
So I'm going to be able to, I'll pick it up tomorrow there, because it won't have the sticker on it. yes. Solid.
One that's, I'm sure, huge to tons of people is Gran Turismo 4 on November 15th.
Which is, you know, I want a good racing game again. I've got F-Zero, and I actually have fun playing it. I really do. So I'm pretty set, because I don't like most of these serious racers, but it would be nice for once to have one that looked really, really good.
I am not good enough with the racing curves.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Gran Turismo is tough.
It is.
You have to be really good with actually racing the way you're supposed to, otherwise you'll go all over the place.
Yeah. Unlike, say, F-Zero, where my minimal skill can still pull off, you know, a decent race sometimes, you know. So.
And next... The last one on this list is Need for Speed Underground 2 on November 17th.
November 17th. Need for Speed Underground, the first one, was just... That was an incredible racing game. I actually played the demo of it, I remember, a while back when it first came out.
Mm-hmm.
And, God, the music was cool. The streets looked, like, just great. Like, there was, like, the after rain effect, you know, like, where it was all slick looking. The cars were awesome.
It's been a long time since I've played a Need for Speed.
So, yeah. I mean, I remember playing Hot Pursuit briefly, years and years ago, the first one.
Yeah.
You know, and it was all right.
I think the last one I played was even before that.
Yeah. It just, I don't know. But they keep pushing them along, and I don't know. I've seen really good things. And like I said, last year, it was Racing Game of the Year. There was no Gran Turismo to compete with, though, I don't think, but...
I
don't think so either, but still, you
know, Turismo 3
it's got a good following, you know, I think maybe they even got lucky and released it when there was nothing else really great out, and it just blew everybody's minds, you know, but even I kind of enjoyed it, and there's people just going just crazy about it too, you know, everybody trying to trick out their car just so, and all the different things, and trying to beat every little race, and I mean, there was forum thread after forum thread about how pissed they were at the white Porsche and track, you know, or race 37, you know, he beats me every time. It was just fantastic. So I think that's going to go over pretty well this holiday season. I guess I'll do the Xbox games.
I don't know,
games.
Especially with Gran Turismo coming out several days before.
Oh, 2 days before. Oh, no, that's, oh, wow, that's going to really...
That's not a very smart...
I see a lot of Gran Turismo 4s being purchased and a lot of Need for Speed Underground 2s being rented.
Yeah.
That's what's probably going to happen. Ouch. Yeah, that's probably a bad move on their part. Very bad.
They should have either delayed it or bumped it up.
Yeah.
But you don't want to delay it because if you're going to put it out that like I was saying,
yeah.
You don't want to get a game out in January.
Everybody's got like 10 new games to play and dead broke.
Who the hell's going to put out a game in January?
You want April or like May 1st? You want like May 1st or like April 31st? That's where everybody's tax money back?
Yeah.
That's what you want. That wouldn't be too bad either. Because then everybody gets, I need a little something for myself.
Yeah.
And you get a little couple extra dollars to put out for some games. So that's a good chunk of the popular PlayStation 2 games that are coming out in the next couple of months here. Nothing in December on that list, so maybe what we could only find went to the middle of November. But Xbox, this is a damn short list. Which doesn't surprise me, really. And you will hear familiar titles. Like the first one, Silent Hill 4, comes out September 7th, just like it does for the PlayStation 2. Yeah. Kingdom Under Fire, also on the same day. I have no idea what that is.
I don't either.
Okay. Fantastic. Fable, bringing up 914. Yeah, we've been talking about that an awful lot. Fable comes out. Supposed to be an amazing game, but I'm not so sure anymore.
Yeah, I haven't read anything to change my mind, but...
You know, you look at the review sites, they give them great reviews.
Mm.
You know, they say it's just a fantastic game. But I'm looking at it going, God damn it, I was told that this was the RPG to end all RPGs, and I'm looking at it, I'm watching video of the game, and it's like Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance with a camera that's much closer to you. You know, it's like, wait a minute now. You know, and so finally they stepped away from the Diablo leveling system, where instead of, or like not level, but like dungeon system, where it was like town, four dungeons. Mm-hmm. You know, like most of Snowblind's games are, like Champions of Norrath, Baldur's Gate. They stepped away from that maybe and gave us a little more circular thing, or where you come back to the same town, you go out to the woods and come back, and then you go out to somewhere else on the island and come back. Okay.
This seems like it might be a little more like Morrowind to me.
Yeah, you know, but hella smaller. This game, that everywhere I hear, 30 hours.
No!
Yeah.
That's not no RPG to end all RPGs.
No. They're saying that you could go, like, if you went and tried to find and explored all the crazy shit, you could be looking at like 80 hours.
Well, yeah, but...
But the chances... You know, yeah, exactly. You go looking for stuff, you're going to waste time trying to find it. You know, I mean, it just... I don't know. I didn't want this... I don't know. It didn't sound like it was going to be like it is. You know? It didn't sound like it was going to be like what we got. Because it's done. You know, it went gold. Reviews got their copy. You know, reviewers, magazines, and web-based stuff got their review copies. They're giving it really good scores, and it must be a hell of a fun, short action RPG, but that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's worth it, though. I really don't anymore. Which sucks, because I expected this just incredible game. So I'll probably break down and buy it anyway.
What happened with Suikoden?
No, Sudeikis.
Sudeikis.
Suikoden was the bomb. Sudeikis was just weak. That was just disappointing. But yeah, you know, and this is... And goddamn, Xbox needs a good RPG, you know? And, okay, we're pushing this one aside now. You know, this is action RPG in the short game category.
Yeah.
You know, what the hell? Star Wars Battlefront 921. That is the... Holy crap, I lost track. Where is it? Star Wars, the same day. Okay, they're all coming out on the same day, then. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
On 921. Even for the PC is the same day. Halo 2 comes out November 9th. That's going to be a huge game. Halo 2 and the limited edition version of it comes out November 9th. I don't know. My thoughts on that are kind of like split. I don't know if I even care. Like, I know it's going to be a fun game, but I know I'm going to fight with the controls just like I did on the first one. At least they were the best of any, minus GoldenEye, of any first-person shooter on a console's controls, but they still were not very good. You know, so I don't know. They just need to just open it up and let us configure it a little bit more. And maybe I can make it playable. But like,
what you need to do is put it on the PC like 3 days later.
Yeah, and make it not suck though. Like Halo sucked on the PC. It was terrible for some reason.
I think it was probably just because it was so old.
I think it was bad. I think it was intentional. Because people played it and they knew that it was fat on the Xbox. You know?
I think I swear to God it was intentional.
They wanted to deter people
from yeah, from playing that, and they wanted to buy an Xbox, I swear to God. Lord of the Rings, The Third Age, comes out November 15th.
Is this the MMORPG?
No, this is on the Xbox.
Oh.
This one's the action, like, Golden Axe kind of stuff. Yeah, more.
Oh, the third one in
Yeah, and those, okay. Yeah. Phantom Dust, I don't know a damn thing about, comes out September 23rd. Blinks 2. Remember Blinks, the time sweeper where you're the cat and you can, like, stop time and fast forward?
I never played it, but it looked like it could be quite interesting.
It actually was kind of fun. It was just not... Like, my two complaints were, one, it was hella short, and two, it was that you didn't use your shit all that much. You didn't get to use your cool abilities all that much. You know, it's like your main thing that you did was, like, suck up shit and throw it back at people. Like, you had, like, a vacuum cleaner
right.
kind of thing, and you, like, sucked up stuff, and then you would, like, shoot people with it. But... And then like maybe like just every so often in a level you would get to use your time stop or forward or pause or whatever. It was just so rare that you used it, and it was so rare that like it was like it almost felt like you were always on that like conservation. You were always trying to oh my god I got to find another one of these pieces to get past this part that I know is coming up.
Yeah.
And it just like kind of sucked. It wasn't like God I can do the coolest shit here. You know like Prince of Persia. Couldn't you just do stop time or reverse it for the most part, like whenever? Didn't you have a little bit more control?
Well, you had sand that you used up, but you could get more sand from...
Fairly easily?
Yeah.
See, it seemed like this wasn't fairly easy to come across the stuff. And you could come up with like a bad combination of shit. You like collected symbols, and depending on the symbols you collected, if you got three of the same or whatever order you needed for whatever you wanted to do, but you could get like a bad set. You know, so it was like even like so like you're looking for certain stuff, you know, do what you want to do. It was just too weak for such a cool idea. And it did play well though. It really did. So it's like maybe they'll fix this. This comes out sometime in November. Forza Motorsports, no idea. Holiday 2004. And actually, you know what, let's drop a few of the 2005 ones. I didn't want to do that, but since the Xbox list kinda short.
Yeah.
Not kinda, it's incredibly short. Conquer. Live and Reloaded sometime in... the date says 2005, but I imagine these are probably within 6 months.
Right.
Something to think about. Jade Empire, Cameo Elements of Power, Mech Assault 2, and Unreal Championship 2.
Glazed right over Jade Empire.
Well, I did, only because they're quite far off, but it's just something to think about in the future.
Something we'll talk about at a later date.
Xbox users have, like, this time-shifted, like, brain pattern anyway. Like, they're so used to things should be out right now, but they're not, because it takes forever. So I think they're okay with that. It'll be like a week to most Xbox players. Oh, yeah, this is nothing. We waited over, like, 2 years later than we thought we'd wait for Fable. That's, what, 6 months? Okay, moving on to PC and Windows games. Do you want to take over those?
Sure.
And we're going to have to split the GameCube list.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Not as big as the...
GameCube or the Game Boy, yeah.
But, all right, on, September 14th, we have The Sims 2.
Oh,
and
boy!
And a special DVD edition.
Yay! I got mail!
Unfortunately, I'm going to end up having to buy this
yes,
because of my
you
girlfriend.
Are.
And it will infect my computer like the first one does, clogging it up like some virus.
That's gonna be terrible. Terrible.
Did I tell you the story about my computer, like, almost totally denying the first one?
Yeah, I think you did.
I had to do all kinds of sneaky tricks to get it to install.
<That's>
my computer is like, no!
No! I don't play games like this crap. What is wrong with you?
Madden NFL 2005 comes out for the computer on September 14th. I'm sure a lot of people are waiting for that, but to me it's a console game anyway. I mean,
oh yeah,
you want to play a football game, you sit back in the big armchair.
That's right, like Hooks does. You get all comfortable, you put your beer on the little holder you've got mounted at the side, you put your NASCAR hat on.
Or the beer hat.
You get the beer the beer hat. Hell yeah.
Someone made a lot of money off that thing, I guarantee
it. I wish it was me.
We have Warhammer 40,000 Dawn of War on September 20th.
This is awesome. Because I've been playing the beta.
Right.
And it's actually really hell of fun. It really is. For a real-time strategy that's not made by Blizzard or Ensemble Studios, it's actually a hell of a good game.
Which tends to be kind of rare.
Yeah, it's very rare. This is actually really cool.
A lot of people screw up the formula pretty bad.
They do. I mean, this one, it still needs some work. But, I mean, it's pretty far along as it is.
But it's better.
Yeah, exactly, I mean, they got some time. Wait, hold on. That thing comes out in 20 days. I don't know if they're going to be able to pull that off. 20 days, you figure it takes a week to go from their office to the printers, where they stamp the discs, where they press the CDs, send them out, ship them. That takes probably, what, a week, week and a half, tops two. That gives them like 2 weeks for the work left. Yeah, I don't know. Might be kind of close, because what I saw basically was a finished product anyway. I mean, it's pretty far along, but like a lot of the simple stuff isn't there. Like the paint, like the create your army, like the painter thing, that's not even done. I mean, that's easy though. They just needed to add the banner things and maybe make it look a little bit better when you're picking your logo.
Stuff like that, they may not even be planning on putting into the beta.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. They probably have quite a bit finished now, and they're just like, well, screw the beta guys, we're almost done anyway, so.
Yeah, you don't need to test painting.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Wide scale.
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward. So, I don't know, I mean, it's gonna be, it might be a close
call. As long as it's balanced?
That's the thing. And the last update to the beta was considerably better, and there's a ton of balance fixes in there. So, I mean,
Because that's really what you're testing in beta.
Yeah, exactly.
The bugs.
Is the play.
And balance of the different races.
Definitely. And they did a damn good job, so.
Anything else is really not necessary.
I'm just upset that that's like another $50 I'm gonna have to shell out in the next 4 months. I'm like, I should keep a tally of like, it's gonna be like $1,000.
You might wanna like prioritize.
Oh, I definitely. Some stuff can wait.
I think I've pretty much made my purchases for... Once November hits...
It's EQ2 for you for a long time. Solid.
What time am I going to have to play
it? And you know, that's what I'm worried about. There's a lot of games that I want to play, but I remember what happened to me during Final Fantasy. I didn't play not one single game.
It was nothing. Cheap, though.
It was... Oh, dude, I saved. Like, hundreds, I'm sure. Thousands, probably. The day I quit Final Fantasy, I swear I bought 3 games. It was just like, holy crap. It sucks. Haven't played them. But, you know, hey, that's besides the point. I have them here for the day I need them. Yeah, I don't know.
We're going to end up taking over AQ Radio.
Oh, that's going to be something.
Oh, we'll have all kinds of... We'll have
They're going to end up being World of Warcraft radio. The rate they're going... Because they're all going to play World of Warcraft, it sounds like. They don't want anything to do with EQ2.
If we do that, we're going to have Mocker, like... Yeah. Whining at us left and right.
Modem. Well, you guys are worthless, goddammit. Talking about EverQuest every week. And, you know, they're right to be. So that's why we're going to have to, like, try really hard or something. Or split the show.
We'll do something.
Something's going to have to happen. Because it will, if, it may not suck me in, though. There's the possibility that you might hate it. There's the possibility that I'm going to be like, this is just gay. You know, I'm not playing this crap. And then I can see it. Well, Ode's playing World of Warcraft, so maybe I'll pick it up and play for the month and check it out, and then it's over. You know, wouldn't that be the final stab in the face? I don't want to play that shit. Alright, moving along. The Saga of Rhizome, another MMORPG. Wait, didn't you do this list and somehow I picked it up? 9/20, September 20th. This is actually also available, the beta, download on FilePlanet right now.
I couldn't get it to, it like, crashed on me or something.
That doesn't surprise me. This is one of those, I mean, to me, this game is one of the ones that's like the no-name game. You know, like, you didn't hear about it until it was just about to come out, and you don't care anyway.
Yeah, it's an open beta now, and I heard about it last week.
Yeah, same here. So it's just like, yeah, here's another game, you know? I hate to say that, because it's like, you know, people put most of their life into that.
Most of these MMORPGs are not going to be able to hold a candle.
That's very true. Look at the 4 people still playing. Oh, crap, I forgot the name. Horizons. You know, that game just didn't stand a chance. You know how when I first heard about Horizons, I could have sworn it was when Ode said, hey, man, I picked up Horizons today, and I was like, what? Star Wars Battlefront.
Right.
Coming out also on the 21st. Rome, Total War. If you played, what's the other ones? Total War, Shogun Total War.
I have not.
And there was another, Medieval Total War, I think. These are like big RTS games. Like huge though. Like they don't have none of this fucking 100 unit crap. They have like 1,000 unit crap.
Right.
I didn't care for them.
When you're building stuff, do you build like armies instead of people?
Yeah, you're building one at a time.
Yeah.
You're all over this one.
Myst 4 Revelations on September 28th.
This also comes out, by the way, not only for Windows, but for the Macintosh.
Now, I know a lot of people do not like this style of game. I think it's great.
I don't like it.
one of the things I like RPGs about so much, to kind of tingles your brain a little bit. It's sort of like about Zelda, you have puzzles.
Yeah.
You're not sitting there drooling, practicing your reflexes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's all fine and dandy. It certainly has its place.
That's right. Street Fighter, baby.
But there are times where I want to entertain my brain a little.
Yeah.
And these games do a great job. If you haven't seen any screenshots or video or anything of this, go check it out. Even if you don't have any desire to play this game, check out the graphics because they are intense. They are amazing. The fact that this is all pre-rendered and there's still like fireflies floating around and there's waterfalls and mist and all kinds of crazy stuff. The first game ever to be solely released on DVD.
That is a very, very, very nice thing to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, as much as I don't care about this game, hopefully it will sell through the fucking roof. And then people are going to say, shit!
It works!
It works! People actually do have 5-year-old technology in their house now. Oh my god, maybe that explains why you don't see VHS tapes for sale anymore.
I mean, my
god!
Who in their right mind playing something like EQ2? Doesn't have a fucking DVD player. DVD-ROM.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't play that game without having a computer that was bought since they started coming standard.
Yeah, it's been for a long time. Many, many years. Dude, I see the biggest pieces of shit that come into work. You know, like this whole Celeron 400 or whatever, 433, some crap with 64 megs of RAM and a 12 gig hard drive and a DVD-ROM.
My P3-500 came standard. It came standard.
Yeah, I don't know why they didn't move on to this sooner.
Come on, people.
I know. This is a good move, though, I think.
Yeah, if you're going to have more than one disc...
Actually, you're going to be rather surprised as we get down the list, because I'm sure you're looking right at it, and I didn't know that until I just saw it on the list, like, as we were making up the list. I don't know if you saw it or not. You'll see, because I'll say something about it.
Oh, no!
Yeah. See why I'm pissed now? I know. What does your box say?
Oh, no!
I don't want the
PC CD-ROM.
Fuck me, I don't want the CD version of this shit. I want the DVD version of EverQuest 2.
Now we gotta go back and ask him.
Well, I'm not gonna worry about it, because it's gonna be the same game. What I'm gonna do is when I'm in there, I'm gonna fight tooth and nail for the DVD version, though. You know? That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna be like, you're kicking down that fucking DVD version, you know? Bitches.
Ugh!
Yeah. I know. Because I don't want... You know how many fucking CDs that's gonna be?
Oh my god.
It's gonna be unreal. Anyway, Evil Genius, I have no idea. Oh, this is some cel-shaded weird-looking game.
It's hella weird-looking.
September. That means something coming from Kobar here. Because this is I'm all about the weird stuff, and then he said that, and he's got this look on his face like, I don't even know about this one.
I was like, oh, no.
Leisure Suit Larry, Magna Cum Laude, comes out October 5th. I don't know about that one either. I'm sure it's got great humor, and it's just...
I'm gonna get it. Just because of the child in
you?
No,
you're not. I'm not going to shell out $50 for this crap.
Well, I didn't say I was going to buy it.
Oh, okay. You're going to get a press release demo or something, right?
Yeah. Right.
Roller Coaster Tycoon 3 comes out October 26th. 2 days after my birthday. I'm going to be all over this. I'll take all that birthday money, and I'm going to go buy Roller Coaster Tycoon 3. Oh, I told you I had a story about this.
Yes.
This lady's computer came in. I didn't see it. I didn't check the computer in. It sat on the shelf back there for a day. I come into work. I'm grabbing computers to work on, just randomly. You take them by date, really.
Mm-hmm.
And I grab this one. I throw it on the counter, and I'm looking at it, and I'm reading the notes as I'm turning it on, and nothing happens. It comes on, but you get nothing. You get a background picture, and that's it. And I'm like, oh, boy, this thing's all messed up. And I'm reading the note, and then it says, user swears they didn't do anything. Last thing they did was install Roller Coaster Tycoon 2. And the machine just refused to boot after that. Proof that these games are bad for your PC.
I don't understand why we have so many frickin' tycoon games.
Because they sell.
I know they do. Stop buying them.
Stop buying these games. Save your $50. No, don't save it.
They're not going to be any different.
Buy the game just to the left of Roller Coaster Tycoon 3.
Whatever it is.
Wherever you are. Yeah, and whatever it is. Just as an experiment. And I'm willing to bet good money that you wind up with a better game. That's what I think. Because notice they don't put it in, like, the fun and entertainment and learning section. They put it in the middle of the section with Unreal Tournament 2004, Doom 3, Final Fantasy XI's right there with it. You know, you've got all this fat shit, and Roller Coaster Tycoon 3 square in the middle, usually sold out. You know, buy the game, you know, hell, pick a random direction. Look at your watch, and whichever direction the big hand is facing, that's the direction you're going to go, right? Yeah. And you're going to buy that game. That's a hell of an idea. I'm going to do that when I see it. I'm just going to look, and just at least for the sake of finding out what it is, you know? See if I can't remember that. That's a long time away, though, and I can't remember anything that I did yesterday, so.
Yeah.
Roller Coaster Tycoon 3 on October 26th. Oh.
Half-Life 2.
This is one of those estimated dates, I'm sure.
November 1st.
November 1st. I don't know if they can pull it off or not. Especially with stupid shit happening over at Valve.
All kinds of stupid shit. I know. Oh, my God.
Every other day, releasing the script, having the source stolen, having your password on the forums is Gabe M. You know, Gabe Newell's password. What a fucking idiot. I'm sorry, but, you know, for smart as everybody thinks this guy is.
I have to hope that he was trying to hide in the light. he was thinking that maybe hackers would go, who the hell would do that these days?
Yeah, yeah. I pray that you're right, because that is just moronic. That is just stupid. I mean, come on. When you're a high profile target like this.
That's like having your password as money.
You know, love, secret, sex, God, all the good passwords, you know what I'm saying? I mean, dude, when you're a high-profile company like this, you know, I mean, you should really take some precaution. You know, I could go on complaining about this, but I've already been over this with myself a couple days in the can, and I just can't argue about this anymore. I can't. Oh, Jesus. World of Warcraft.
World of Warcraft. 11/15. I don't think so.
I don't think it's going to make it either. Not from the way it sounds. If anybody wants to know anything about World of Warcraft, I'll tell you right now. Go listen to whatever the hell they call themselves radio now.
Right.
They change it all the time. They can't really decide. They argue about it at the beginning of every show now, even. But it's CSR-networks.com. It's like Counter-Strike Radio. CSR-networks.com. They talk about, like, every MMORPG out there and things that are going on in the gaming world and, they talked actually quite a bit this week about World of Warcraft. A lot of the last couple shows they do, they talk about some of the balancing, some of the classes. But if you listen, you hear them mention, oh, well, they don't have half the classes in the beta yet even. Yeah. It's just like, god damn, and they're going to try to squeeze this out the next, like, month and a half or 2 months or whatever? I don't know, man.
Betaing the classes in a game like this is incredibly important.
It is. And some of the classes are going to have, like, a week of beta. At the rate they're sounding like they're going.
That is not good.
Definitely not. Not unless like they save like the warrior.
No, that doesn't matter.
Yeah, I know.
Balancing in a game like this is tough.
Mm-hmm, it is.
It is a tightrope walk, and they are not giving near enough time.
It doesn't sound like it. It really doesn't. It sounds like they're just trying to get in there with the Christmas rush.
I mean, look at any game, and 2 years down the line, they're still trying to tinker with that balance issue.
And unfortunately, maybe Blizzard knows that, and they think they can get away with it. I don't know, that doesn't bode well. And on top of that, look at all these freaking games coming out, and tell me where on the shelf they're going to put these. Okay, we went into Best Buy today, alright? I'm sure if you've listened to the show regularly, you know that we kind of keep track of the amount of games in this retail establishment. I don't know why. We just do.
It should be good. Because
it should be huge. This should be the place to go.
Yeah, it should be like six racks of everything.
Instead, they have the same amount of console games that they've always had. Like, the same number of racks and length of rack and all that shit. But the PC game for the last, year? Has been dwindling to where now the good games are down to, like, one side of the rack on, like, a half-sized rack. Both sides of that were real good games, right?
No, it's one side and a half.
Oh, the rest was the learning and fun and learn my ABCs and all that crap. Oh, my God.
One side and a half.
And it was, three or four racks? Full-size racks to begin with. Just a year ago. Yeah. And what did you say there was there today? We saw, like, Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Yeah.
And then, like, 5 billion copies of Doom 3.
Oh, yeah. Like, a third of the full rack was Doom 3.
Yeah. I mean, it's just I don't know what the hell's going on. And this does not sound good. Like, you look at a place like Electronics Boutique, did you see one computer game when we were in there today?
Oh, yeah, they were off in the corner. That's where I picked up this.
Yeah. I turned around, I grabbed that, and that was it, though. Was that all there was like, that little tiny shelf there?
Well, there's like
Okay, so I just wasn't looking.
There's like two or three of those.
Okay, because I didn't see them. When I walked in, I looked around, I saw a whole wall of PS2 games, a section for Dreamcast games, a section for PlayStation games, a reasonable-sized section for GameCube games, and a reasonable-sized section for Xbox games. And when I went to go grab that, I walked past like the ghetto game section, like the bargain bin, and you pointed it out to me, so I just grabbed it. I didn't look around me, but immediately to my right, I was pretty sure there was PlayStation 1 games.
Yeah, it was around... There was a, next to that, there was a door, and then there was another rack.
Oh, okay. On that rack, I thought I was looking at Game Boy Advance games.
Oh, maybe you were.
I think so. I don't think those were PC games.
One, we're talking, this rack was like a bookshelf.
Yeah, yeah.
A big bookshelf, but a bookshelf.
It was tall, maybe not very wide, but tall.
It was like as wide as a normal bookshelf.
Yeah, like a little wider than that. Yeah. Everybody listening
that
like,
did so much.
Whatever. That's like, what do you think, 2 feet? This had to be at least like 3-4 feet.
I was gonna say it's about 4 feet.
Because it was like that long. Yeah, about 4 feet, but by like 10 feet tall.
All the way to the ceiling.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was pretty tall, but still.
That's
when you got like, holy crap, 25 feet by 10 feet of PlayStation 2 games, and the same amount of, you know, rack space at least for Game Boy or GameCube and Xbox games, and even PlayStation 1 games. Good lord, what is happening to the PC? I lost track of our list. Oh yeah, Medal of Honor Pacific Assault, 1115. Let me see, this falls into the... Old War First Person Shooter category.
I think so.
Ding 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 ding!
Pacific Assault.
Pacific Assault.
Could you be
in the... What did the survey say?
Pacific Rim Theater?
I think you got a good bet there. I don't know.
Fight in Japan?
I think so. I think so. Lord of the Rings, The Battle for Middle-Earth, 1115. Now this is the one that we were trying to figure out.
Right, right.
Was this the MMORPG? I don't know. So, look it up if you care.
Well, we're so good at this.
Yeah, but you know what? We're already at an hour. People are going to be mad they got to listen to us drone on for 2 hours. EverQuest 2, the DVD version and apparently the CD version, which I'm really pissed about now.
It's 5 gigs on the hard drive.
Holy.
That's like 4 CDs.
Yeah, but so is Final Fantasy 11. It's only 4 CDs.
That's what I'm saying.
With an expansion.
Like so, 4 CDs.
That's not so bad. It sucks ass, but it's not so bad. I want the DVD.
One DVD.
Yeah, I know. I want the DVD. And I'm going to fight for it when I'm there. Believe you me. That's 11/15. I'm going to say it again so that you all know when to buy it. That's November 15th.
Go out and buy it tomorrow so you get the boots.
You get the boots, yes.
The boots.
The journeyman boots of kick-ass.
These are fat. Even if they're half of what they were in the original.
Yeah, that's what I was
fat.
Thinking. I'm sure they're going to have probably like a 5-minute cooldown or something. It's still going to be kind of nice.
It's nice that everybody can just... Shit, I'm in trouble.
Yeah, yeah. Or fuck walking all the way across town.
Or if you were in Scouter with that, you'd have two of them.
Oh.
You'd literally have no cooldown.
I'm going with Scout. You know this.
And be Dark Elf Assassin.
You think so? Yeah. I don't know. I haven't decided on what race I want to be yet either. I've been dicking with a character editor every so often. I brought it into the guys at work, and they just went fucking loony over there. Just like, oh my god! Ah! You know, I mean, it's like we're trying to help customers, and they're just like, they're just like, customers can wait. I'm working on making my fucking ogre fucking whatever here, and I'm like, Jesus, you guys, come on. It was pretty cool, though. And Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic 2, The Sith Lords comes out December 6th. Ladies and gentlemen who love
that's
the first
good
one.
That it's not just solely Xbox for a while this time.
Yeah, when is that coming out for the Xbox? Did I even read that
in
on?
Fact,
I didn't even see it on the list. I'm sure it's in there too, but like I said, I mean, it was hard to find the list for Xbox games or any parts of it. We tried to cut and paste lists together.
Right.
So we did what we could to bring actual information to the table.
It can't be that much sooner, if at all. It
yeah.
It might
yeah.
be the same day.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. I mean, look at Doom 3 is still not out for the Xbox, you know, so. Could be a while.
Well, no, but the first one was Xbox only for days, so it's not going to come
out
after the PC.
Well, we could look up a date real quick. I'll drone on for a little bit longer. I'm sure people haven't had enough of listening to me talk yet. And just look it up so we can find out, I guess. Start with KOTOR 2 and see when it's on the Xbox. Let's move on to the monster list of GameCube games, because this right here is something special. And Nintendo's really gonna strike hard in this holiday season if this list is anything to go by, because there's some nice games on this list. And even if not for the fact that there's some great games There's a lot of them. There's quite a bit here. Considerably more than the rest, as a matter of fact, which may come as a surprise. But this is also because Nintendo made it really easy. Nintendo just said, here's our list of games. They put out a release list. We tried to patchwork together a release list of the games for the other systems. But Nintendo came right out and just said, here it is. Here's who's making it. Here's the date. Enjoy. Prepare to spend that holiday cash.
Same day.
Same day for the Xbox. Okay, great. Yeah, I like how we skipped over that little piece of news right away. And here I thought we were doing good. No wonder people have no faith in us anymore. GameCube. Donkey Konga comes out September 27th. Oh, they're not in order. These aren't in chronological order like the other ones
are. Oh, no.
Yeah, well, that's all right.
Deal.
That's right, deal. All right, deal. If you really want, you can clip out the audio clips and put them in order if it makes you feel better. Donkey Konga. This is the one where you beat on the drums to control Donkey Kong on the screen on a right. side-scrolling adventure. It actually looks really cool, and I think I would dig playing this with a controller.
You never know. It could be interesting with these drums. It could be something fresh and
new. I'm sure it is. I bet it's a blast. Just like
I think I heard it's going over really well in Japan.
Yeah. But
so they're weird.
You know, I was going to say, so does like DDR, and I don't like it. It goes over well here, too. And I can't stand
DDR.
That.
DDR?
Dance Dance Revolution.
Oh, yeah. Did we get Japanese people in our place, because where I work,
yeah.
we have it?
Yeah. They go nuts over that thing. Yeah.
There'll be like crowds of them around it.
They got it locked in, too. They got it all memorized. They know it's the shit for them. But, you know, I've actually seen, that's the only time I enjoy it, is when I'm at an arcade and I see some hot Asian chicks come up and they just get down on this. It's just like, oh yeah, this game's shit. Where's the DDR machine? I'll be sitting across from it with a cold beer. Shit, yes. That was the greatest idea ever. Paper Mario, The Thousand Year Door, comes out October 11th. I was not a big fan of this, but
I think it looks like it could be interesting. I do.
It does. And we know Nintendo, for the most part, knows what they're doing. They slip up. Mario Sunshine, Wind Waker, but
I am perfectly happy looking past the childness of some GameCube
games. Oh, most definitely. My problem isn't that they're like kiddie games. I don't have a problem with that at all. It's not that. I was playing Mario 64 yesterday for like 3 hours, okay? It has nothing to do with that. It's just not a good game, you know, these games, that I thought.
Right.
So it's not so much the kiddiness, it's just they made bad choices in some of the things that were so bad that I feel that they just weren't any fun. So, I even saw a video of Paper Mario The Thousand Year Door that looked pretty good. You had video of it
right.
and showed me, and I was just like, you know, that does actually look kind of fun. So we talked about this before, too, so I'm sure.
Like I've been playing Mario and Luigi Star Saga.
Superstar.
Yeah.
Superstar Saga. Yeah.
On the Game Boy Advance, and it's actually a lot of fun.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, I heard good things about
it's
it.
It's like a combination of a side-scroller, well, actually not really side-scroller, but a kind of 2D action game and RPG.
Huh.
It's kind of interesting.
Nice. Here's
Metroid one. Prime 2 Echoes on 11/15.
11.
Am I really quiet?
Yeah, you are. I was just gonna yell.
Scooting up.
See, that's right. Get that ass closer to the microphone. Yeah, and you know what? The GameCube's shipping with free Metroid Prime now.
Right.
In a sick
it's
looking box.
Painted all funny, or is it just the box that's painted?
It's the box.
Oh, it's not the.
I don't think
the
it's
cube,
the cube
itself.
I think the cubes are the same, but I've seen the box. And it's
speaking of painting, before I forget it, there several different stores are getting special Game Boy Advanced that are painted specifically for them. Like EB has this tribal symbol on it.
Whoa.
Yeah, you can only buy that tribal one at EB, or
weird.
Some other game store will get a different kind.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh. That's weird. I never heard anything about that. That's pretty slick. I like that customization stuff. I want to have a Game Boy that doesn't look like everybody else's, you know?
Yeah. Well, you'll have one that looks like everybody
else's. A lot of people's. But, I mean, how many people have you seen with the old-style Nintendo version of the Game Boy Advance?
Yeah.
None. I haven't seen anybody with it.
Oh, old-style. I thought you meant the original.
Oh, no. I mean the Game Boy Advance SP that looks like the Nintendo Entertainment
right.
System.
Right.
I've never seen anybody with it. You know, but I see everybody with the silver one, the platinum, whatever the hell crap they call it. You know, I even have that one for crying out loud. You know, but I don't like it.
They
know?
Also have
one red
for
one.
Pokemon.
Yeah, I've seen that one, too.
That one's actually kind of slick because I like green.
Oh, yeah, well.
But it, not because it's Pokemon, but because
it's
green.
Yeah, I know. Let's see. Oh, anyway, that Metroid Prime bundle comes with a like a playable demo or some crap of Echo. So we know that's
with some movie and other stuff.
Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff. So that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. If you don't have a GameCube, now's a good time to pick one up. You get Metroid Prime, and if you can handle the controls, I found out I'm not one of the people that can handle the controls, and
I did not like that game.
You know,
it feels like it should be this blast 'em up shooter, and it's not.
It's like a wandering puzzle.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. I
you take pictures and stuff.
Yeah. I didn't think it was so great.
I don't know if you take pictures or not.
No,
like,
you zoom in on shit, and it reads it.
Yeah,
tells
that's
you all
that's
about
like
it.
Research stuff.
Yeah. You know? I mean, it was kind of neat, but I don't like the way they did it.
I can see how people would love the hell out of it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It just doesn't... It feels like it should be something else to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, to me too. So I wasn't too happy about that. After all the hearing how great... And I'm sure it's a great game, and everybody knows that I bitch about controllers more than anybody. So if the controls aren't, like, perfectly sweet, I throw a bitch in.
I'm sure plenty of people take what you say about the controls with a grain of salt.
Yeah, and they need to. I need to have a disclaimer in the front of the show. We totally need to. You know, like, okay, don't worry if C4 bitches about controls. He's just fucking worthless and doesn't
I personally know totally
how
agree
to play
about
games anymore or something. But, yeah, I mean, you know, even some of the guys in IRC said that they
the way it locks in and you have to, like, press a button to slide.
Yeah, just... you're trying to shoot shit to the bubble and you don't, and you lock onto it. I'm like, whoa. Hold up. How come I can't aim now? What the fuck?
It just doesn't feel right.
It didn't feel right at all. Like, you, I don't know. And they give you...
Oh, no. Go
yeah. On. But, moving along.
Yeah.
NBA Live 2005, October 5th. All right. The new latest, greatest basketball game
there
is out.
There we go.
And...
Tac 2. Staff of Dreams. Now, as I recall, I believe this game is... You're like this... guy from in dinosaur times with a bone, and it's like Sly Cooper or Mario or it's a platformer.
Huh.
And I believe that's what Tac is. It's either that or you're that animal thing, like a kangaroo type of.
No. I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about. His name wasn't Tac though.
It started with a T though, didn't it? Is that what?
Crap. No, it was like Joey or something. What the hell was it? It had some kind of weird name to it. I know what you're talking about, though.
It was like Taz or something.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. It doesn't really matter.
October 12th for that one.
I'm pretty sure. Someone
probably
knows.
Right. It sounds right, though. Almost like I've seen screenshots or an ad. It sounds like I've seen an ad for it. Yeah.
Midway Arcade Treasures 2.
I don't know what the list of games on it is. I have no idea, but I bet they're fun. Because they're old games.
I don't know how I feel about this sort of thing, though.
I don't buy them. I don't have not one old collection of games. You see, like I don't know why I, like, okay, Street Fighter, okay, that's, like, still, I consider, like, new. I'm not playing, like, Atari games and shit.
Frankly, this should be abandonware.
I think, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
You get this old, quit trying to cash out on it, give it to us.
I'm to that point with Capcom, though. Like, I didn't feel bad paying for Street Fighter now because it's, like, I can't play Street Fighter on anything else. I have Street Fighter Alpha 3 on my PlayStation, but the load times are unbearable.
Yeah.
I'm going to be playing the crap out of Street Fighter 3 Third Strike these days with no load time at all. I mean, it's instant.
Yeah.
There's no load time.
That was good.
You know, yeah. So it's like, that's why
it's
I had
like it was on a card
it.
Or
yeah.
something.
Like, Mega Man, the new Mega Man collection thing, which I'm dead set on buying, and Kobar's smarter than me, and dead set on making me not buy, because...
You don't like Mega Man!
But it seems so cool to have them all on one disc! And for only $30! I don't know.
Save the $30 for one of the infinite number of games that's coming out recently that you want.
You
are gonna play.
You must be right. You must be right. And you know what I could do? I know I have ROMs somewhere of this crap that I could just play and then go, oh yeah, this
is
gonna
be put it all in one folder. There you go.
No shit, huh? That's a good idea. That'll fix me right up. God damn, I don't know what's wrong with me. It just seems so cool. I have the Mega Man collection. Disney presents a Pixar film, The Incredibles. I have absolutely no idea what this is about.
The Incredibles is a Pixar film that's coming out.
Why? It's a movie.
Yeah.
How is it listed under GameCube? There was two, though. Remember, there was another one that listed Star Wars made in the middle of the PlayStation list that I actually took out of our list. How did that happen?
It very well might be The Incredibles.
It's a game. It is a game. Look, it's made by THQ.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like,
there was a movie that
like Finding Nemo was a game.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're saying, but, like, I didn't think. When you said it's a movie, I didn't think of they have a game already. I thought, why did a movie make the list? Because Star Wars was in this, remember?
Right.
It made
right.
the middle of the list somehow. Was
but it,
didn't PlayStation?
It didn't have a tag on it that said GameCube.
It didn't?
No.
Oh, you're right. You're right. I'm just... who would have thought? I'm retarded. God. SpongeBob SquarePants the Movie. Whatever. October. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, The Battle Nexus. October 2004 from our friends at Konami. I assume this is going to be another beat-em-up.
I hope so.
I mean, more of the same. Like a four-player where you just run through the same shit and beat crap. But they got to do something different with these. They're getting old.
Well, what do you want?
I don't know, but I want something cool.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle
the
Racing?
The RPG. The racing game. I don't know, but I want a beat... Okay, maybe I don't like beat-em-ups so much. I'll shut up now.
They have their place.
They do. I just don't like them so much. But I know they can do more with it, but they can't... But I guess you're right. What the hell do I want? It's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. What do I want, the role-playing game?
Yeah.
Okay, Raphael uses his size. Okay, Michelangelo, you attack with...
Nunchucks?
Nunchucks, all right. Leonardo's going to use the bow, Donatello uses the bow, and Leonardo uses the sword.
Shoulder bazooka.
Hit the fish. Yes! Awesome. All right, yeah, I guess you're right. And Turtles Racing. Holy shit, that was funny. The worst part is they could actually make it cool somehow.
Oh, yeah, they could. They wouldn't.
They won't, but they could.
But they could.
Oh, my God. Tenpin Alley 2. I'm not even going to talk about this bowling game coming out in October 2004. Spyro, A Hero's Tale, November 2nd.
Okay, there's like 12 billion Spyro games.
There is, and a good portion of them just blow ass.
None of them have been very good.
Really? Okay. I wasn't sure if it was just the ones that I've tried to play. Or what? Yeah. Even the Game Boy ones are bad.
They have their place for certain people.
Mm-hmm.
Like my girlfriend, for instance, loves games that I look at her and go, good God.
What are you doing?
Yeah, that's not worth the disc it's printed on.
Yeah.
But there are people that like these kind of
games. Yeah, definitely.
You're a little cute dragon running around, headbutting stuff. And
yeah, blowing fire, whatever, you know, I mean... I would really like to see us talk less about the games that we just want to hear about. I do notice that we do tend... I mean, it's like... We're reading stuff, and I'm like, dude, I don't want to hear about this game. I'm not going to talk about it this week. But then it's like, you know, there's somebody somewhere that wants to hear about that.
All we're going
to
do is smash on it, though. Can you honestly give an unbiased...
No, I can't.
...review Pokemon?
No, but we don't do reviews. You notice that?
No.
We do very, very few. Just whatever two or three games we play a month,
we'll
talk about that a little bit. We talk about more, just at least what's coming out, keep people informed with the news and what's coming out. Feel like a whore. Like, that doesn't sound right. Like, we should be talking about actual games and topics or something. Mario Tennis. November 8th.
This is no good. Although I bought Mario Golf and actually enjoy killing a few minutes now and then with it. It's not something that I would sit down and play in my heart's content, though.
I don't know, man. What was that game, the tennis one? Virtua Tennis? You would not believe the hours I spent playing that game. Virtua fucking Tennis.
That's not the one with the Nintendo...
No, it's on the Dreamcast.
The
made
VR?
By Sega.
There was a tennis game for the VR.
Oh, the Virtual Boy?
Yeah, that's it.
No. This was on the Dreamcast. This game was dope, though. Hunter, me, Wolf, all of us... Hardcore gamers sitting around for like 10 hours playing this regularly. Not just once in a while.
No.
Yeah, it was that much fun. Yeah, I don't know how to explain it.
That's like DOA volleyball.
No.
At least there you get some...
Jigglies to look at. No, but this had gameplay. It was nuts. It was nuts. And I know you're thinking gameplay. It's Pong with two paddles.
Yeah,
right?
3D Pong.
You know, yeah. But it's fat, though. It really was cool. Especially the second one they had, Virtua Tennis 2 or whatever the hell it was. They called it something else, like Sega World Tennis 2 or 2K2 or something. They tried to make it like one of their sports line of games.
Right.
You know, and it was cool because it worked out. Looked like he choked to death on that Mountain
Dew. Hiccuped while I was swallowing.
That's bad when you're smoking. Oh, my God. I thought I was going to die one day. Anyway, moving on.
Never laugh out loud, neither. In the middle of exhale.
Yeah, that's bad. Metroid Prime 2. Oh, wait, we said that already. Yeah.
Well, here's that one I can't pronounce, though. I'm going to let you fumble this one.
I believe it's Baten Kaitos.
I think you're right.
And the more I read about it, the more I think this might be actually pretty good.
I bet. I bet it is.
Keep your eye out for it, those RPG lovers.
This is the one we talked about before.
Right.
With Moto. So he knew all about it. Or at least,
is he?
Yeah. I think we talked... Oh, wait, no, I'm thinking of...
That crazy one that was like Devil May Cry.
Yeah, Bok Tire. No, yeah. No.
It was something strange.
John Hughes.
Modem's going to be yelling at us.
Yeah, Scott, we're going to get email about this. Baten, but I know he talked about this one. He's the first person that told us about this game anyway. But don't worry. You know what? We're going to save the day because we're planning. Well, I don't want to blow it because we're never going to do it. We're planning an all-import-only show really soon here. The games that, like, are just fat that we're never going to get to play.
This isn't one of them, though.
No, it's not. But it made me think of it. Oh, right? With the funky name, Japanese just like... And... We were talking about this earlier. It was something I wanted to bring up that, like, we're going to try to... It's going to be rough, but it's going to be pretty cool, I think.
So if we can pull it off right.
If we can pull it off right. I think we can. I believe. I have a dream of this show doing good things on a weekly basis with more than 10 listeners. One day.
You're dreaming awful.
I know, hard. Hitting that NyQuil pretty strong, haven't I? Jesus. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Get on the floor.
No,
I missed one.
Yeah, you missed a good one.
But
I knew you had to say it. What the fuck? Get on. And he's not... That's not our poor English. Git. G-I-T. Get on da floor. November 2004. Comes with a... You can get a microphone for it, too, it looks like.
There's also get on the mic.
No, that's probably the microphone for it.
Yeah.
Like, the Xbox has that microphone plug for that one game, the MTV Groove-a-thon or whatever the hell crap it is.
Wasn't there some crazy game... that had a microphone for the, I believe it was the Xbox, but maybe it was the PS2, where you, like, talked to a Virtua Pet, and you got it to, like, you taught it tricks, and it grew up.
Pet or a girl?
No, a Virtua Pet.
Oh. I don't know, but what is the one with the girl? On the Xbox. Wasn't it called Nude? Remember that? It was N period U period D period and the at symbol. And it was like, you would teach this, like, cyborg robot. It was an acronym for something, obviously.
Right.
I mean, it actually meant like Android Cyborg something or other, but it's somehow spelled Nude. And you could like teach it things. I don't know what ever happened to that though. Like, I heard about it and then just poof one day.
Well, I think there was one
gone the way like, of it was like forever.
A fuzzy little thing. You like taught it tricks and how to speak and
C-Man?
Maybe
Dreamcast, probably.
Oh, that might be it.
Probably. I'm like an encyclopedia sometimes. I can't.
It's really weird when you pull out the crazy numbers and letters and things. Like the model number of...
That's the bomb, though. I love freaking people out of work with
from
that.
1984.
The one you missed.
Beautiful Joe 2. November 23rd, 2004.
Good old Capcom. Let me guess. It's going to look just like Beautiful Joe 1.
Oh, yeah.
With a new chick character, I think. Or was there a chick in the first one?
Yeah, you were saving her.
Oh, I think she's a playable character now. I think.
Yeah.
She is? Okay. Anyway, yeah, I don't know about this game, but you swear up and down it's hella fun.
Well, it has its place. I will not swear up and down that it's the greatest beat 'em up ever.
No. It has, it's hella fun.
It has...
Oh, very... go. Fuck yourself. It's probably a sale. Oh, no, look who it is. It's Ode. Hey, what's going on? Okay, sorry, we had to cut the show for a second there. Ode called to bring us some actually interesting news about Fishbody in World of Warcraft. Imagine that. But he actually did have a cool thing to talk about. Just posted, I guess, just a little bit ago, today on Blizzard's website, they have a downloader test. This is the thing they've been using, I guess, to distribute the beta. I heard about it before. It uses some technology from BitTorrent to distribute their files and whatnot, which is such a good protocol anyway. It's just so awesome, or program, I guess. It's amazing. But anyway.
That's something great to use on patch day.
Holy crap, that would be amazing on patch days. Except for the people that don't know any better, and that the poor dudes on DSL, that once they're, because they're uploading, and it'll go full bore upload, it'll choke their download. So they'll be sending full bore, and their download will be like, shit.
those guys are going to get screwed unless they set it up properly. Hopefully Blizzard has like some kind of a slider, like don't max out my upload.
Right.
Something like, or maybe it's just smart enough to have some kind of QoS in it, you know, a little quality of service algorithm that says, oh crap, I'm getting choked here. You know, don't send my full bandwidth or send 50%. Call it a day, it'd be nice and even, you know, or something like that. That'd be pretty cool, but in any case, whatever, it's a test for their downloader. It's on the front page of their site, we're looking at it right now, and apparently it's a bunch of movies and stuff. He said it was like 350 megs or something. It's on Blizzard's website, blizzard.com. It says, this exclusive set includes a polished collection of World of Warcraft cinematic and in-game movies that were shown at various industry trade shows over the years. Until now, many of these files were only available as separate downloads. It's just a big pack for them to, you know, test their thing, but he said that the E3 video was in it, and he said it was amazing. He said it was the cinematic, not an in-game movie. There is hella in-game movies in there and stuff, but he said the cinematic from E3 was in there, and he says it was just incredible. So
better than the Warcraft 3 videos, which
are damn nice looking, yeah. So that'll be interesting to see. We'll have to download that after the show and check it out. Advise everybody to do the same. You'd probably do it now while you're listening to us, bored stiff. So... moving along in the GameCube list, we have Need for Speed Underground 2 coming out November 2004. Need for Speed, again, you know, it was just a hugely popular game.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was because it was at the time or whatever, but GameCube guys aren't getting Gran Turismo, so this is as good as it's going to get for them, I think, and it's going to probably be a huge seller with the racing crowd on that. I have no idea what the Polar Express is.
The Polar Express is a new, kids movie that's coming out. So it's another movie
to get. It sounded like it.
Yeah.
Okay. Prince of Persia, The Warrior Within.
That comes out in November 2004.
Oh. Yeah. And we all know Prince of Persia was supposed to be just this uber platform.
I'm kind of worried about the second one, though, because they're saying that it's going to be a lot more, battle-oriented, and therefore might deter a little bit from the jumping puzzles, which is where the true beauty of that game was.
Yeah, well, what I remember reading, I don't remember where, but they were saying something about that in Prince of Persia, the new one, right, Prince of Persia Sands of Time, that one of the big things was that, like, you were either in combat or doing a puzzle depending on, like, whatever room you're in, and it was immediately obvious. You know, it was just like clear cut. Okay. Now I'm in chill mode. I got a puzzle to figure out. Oh crap! I'm in combat. You know, I gotta straighten this out. Oh, I'm back to a puzzle now. Like it was just too, not the lines were blurred. You know, like there was no like how do I kill this guy? Like a puzzle on the fighting. Also, there was just none of that. And they were gonna try to add some of that in.
That would be cool.
Yeah, that would be, you know, if they added some more like intelligence to the combat. I guess, you know, like some more thinking, some puzzles in there. Mario Party 6. This one's gonna go over huge. I already can tell you right now this is going to be a huge seller because all the rest of them are insanely popular. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of it, but I'm sure I'm missing out because I don't have three other people here to play it with.
Right.
I'm sure you get the right scene, and it's just the baddest game. You know, playing a cool, crazy puzzle game with a mini game.
Right.
That didn't make a lick of sense.
A mini game? That's pretty much what it is.
Yeah.
It's like WarioWare.
Yeah, but not like for the hella ADD gamer. Yeah. These last a little bit of time.
Right.
This comes out December 6th. And King Arthur. This comes out, and it says pre-holiday from Konami.
There you go.
Here's our movie game, so we don't know how that's going to turn out or even what kind of game it is. FIFA Soccer 2004, fall of 2004 from EA. This is the number one soccer game, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it says 2005, I'm sorry.
Well, that's why.
Yeah, that's why right there. It beats the 2004 series. GoldenEye Rogue Agent, fall 2004 from Electronic Arts.
I'll go ahead and pass right over that.
I think I will, too. But, it's on the GameCube, though. How cool is that?
Cool.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. I just hope they don't botch the controls. And it's going to be interesting to see what they do, because Nintendo's Metroid didn't use what I consider like standard first-person shooter controls on a console game.
Right.
They're just completely different. Neither did GoldenEye. GoldenEye used some messed up controls too, but they worked.
Right.
They worked just fine, and everybody loved them, you know, and you learned them because it was worth learning, and they weren't that hard. They weren't like ridiculously stupid and whatever, but I wonder, it's going to be interesting to see how it plays on a cube.
Well, neither did Turok, but Turok's controls turned into the standard.
Yeah. Some of those were pretty good. I didn't use the default set, though.
No?
But there was no...
With the C-stick, the C buttons were the strafe and the forward.
Oh,
and then
maybe I did use those. Ooh. I must have used those. Yeah.
That was new at the time, and it was fat.
I know I used those.
Because it might as well have been mouse keyboard.
Well, for a lot of the time that I played GoldenEye, I used two Nintendo 64 controllers.
Now, a lot of people somehow missed this, but if you go into the options of GoldenEye, you can play with two controllers. One player. Single player with two controls in your hand. Because remember the Nintendo 64 controls were holdable with one hand?
Right.
And you could reach the triggers, and you could reach the stick, right? On one hand. The analog stick and the underneath trigger, Z. You could set up the controls. It was an option. It was like regular set. There's variations of them, too. You could set it up.
That
blows my mind, because it made the game way better. And I'll tell you why. Remember when you were aiming in GoldenEye, how you couldn't move?
Mm.
Remember you would hold R?
Right.
And you would stop, like, or you could walk forward and backward, was it that it? And you couldn't strafe or some shit? No, you couldn't, because it pulled up your aim.
Right.
So you couldn't move. You could strafe. Right? Because you had the C buttons that you could move, but you had to hold R to pull up. Yeah, that's what it was. Okay, that's what it was. Okay? But you couldn't, like, move your dude all that much.
Mm.
If you played with two controllers, now think about how limited you are on the buttons all of a sudden. You've got
two buttons.
You've got two buttons. You've got Z and Z on your left and right hand, and two analog sticks. Two buttons. But I'll tell you what, it was beautiful to play. It actually was the most beautiful shit in the world, because now you had one that controlled, like, your walking and strafing, or one was, like, walking and aiming, and if you hold the trigger, it would turn you into, like, strafe mode, and the right stick would, like, aim now. So you were walking and strafing with the left hand. That was all your movement right there with the left hand. Hold the trigger and you'd strafe left and right.
Mm-hmm.
Let go of the trigger and you would, like, move left and right. Like, turn.
Right.
Your right hand always had your cursor up and trigger would shoot. So that you could walk and do whatever walking movements you needed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Strafing, backing up, whatever the hell it was, and while you're still aiming and shooting. Because you had a whole second control on your hand. It was so cool.
Huh.
Yeah, it was badass. It was cool. It just needed two controls.
Right.
And I had that, so it was like, I gotta check these out. How lame is this? Oh my god, this is the best thing in the world. Turned out to be awesome. Because when you're tired, you can hang both hands down on either side of your chair and still play your game. I don't know if you need the visual on that, but sit in your chair and drop both of your arms down the sides of your chair. And imagine you still playing the game you're playing without having to have your hands in your lap. It was sweet.
Alright, we're on
The Lord of the Rings, The Third Age, Fall 2004. Oh, okay, here's one. Check this out. Tie the Tasmanian Tiger 2.
This was the one I was talking about that I was...
You're a tiger.
Furry dude.
You're a tiger, yeah, okay.
Whenever we were talking about attack.
Believe it or not, yeah. I actually beat the first one of this on the Xbox. I don't know what it... Because when I first got my Xbox, I was like, I want a game that blew my friggin' mind like Mario 64 did. This was not that game. I tried, but it was not that great. It was not fun at all. It was towards the end of this game, it was just like, I just gotta finish it now because I'm 10 levels into it, you know?
Right.
It was kind of fun, though. You had, like, your flame boomerang and your ice boomerang, and it would, like, catch people on fire or whatever and, you know, turn them to ice and all that. You know, all this crazy, different, weird shit. There was swimming and jumping and all this crazy stuff, but it just wasn't very fun. It just, I mean, and you had different, like, locales, which was neat. You had the ice world and the fire world and all that crap.
One thing Mario had for it was the first.
It was the first.
It was that like that post I was telling you about. It was that first hit.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree. I totally see where you're coming from, but there's no reason.
It was definitely a grand game.
Exactly.
I'm not saying it wasn't.
Because they very well could have done Mario Sunshine back then first, where it was all island tropical, same textures and all this crap, and pretty weak. But no, they went full bore. Every friggin' level was, like, completely brand new, and just like, dude, I can't believe the variety of levels and shit that I'm seeing in this game. You know, it was just like, wow, you know?
Yeah.
They did an incredible job, I felt. Like I said, I was playing it yesterday. I mean, that's how much fun it is. You know, and it was terrible control, so I'm using my Xbox controller to try to play. Yeah, for the C buttons, I got the stick, which actually works out pretty well for Mario, because the C buttons are only camera.
Right.
So it actually was working out pretty well. It was totally playable. Totally playable.
The Herbs. Sims in the City.
What the hell?
Fall 2004.
Another expansion
I believe that's either... No. That's a new...
Oh, game is it really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Duh. Yeah.
It's either gold or out. I just read that.
Oh, really?
I can't remember
okay.
Which.
Okay. So this is one of the ones hitting us soon, then. Call of Duty Finest Hour.
Yeah. I think Call of Duty covers it.
Yeah, I think so too. Everybody knows. In Television Lives, arcade classic. Are you sure? I think this one's out. I swear to God. It's either out or it's really close to out. This is a bunch of old television games packaged up on a CD or whatever.
Actually, I think it is out. We talked about it. I think we talked about it a couple
weeks ago. No, it was probably Midway Classics. It probably wasn't on television. Either whatever. Right. Whatever. We still have a huge list of Game Boy games to go.
Yeah, yeah.
Mini Golf Mayhem comes out sometime fourth quarter. Hell, that's probably
you
out
missed,
too.
You missed Lemony Snicket's A Series of Unfortunate Events.
What the hell? I did. What the hell is that?
isn't unfortunate A Series of Unfortunate Events or something a book?
Probably. World Championship Poker.
There you go.
There's a game we're shelling out $50 for. I don't know about to play poker.
You missed another one.
No, I did that on purpose, so it needs to be ended on a good one.
Oh.
Go ahead with it, because it's...
Tony Hawk's Underground 2.
Yeah, this should actually be pretty cool. Because the Tony Hawk series, I mean, is a good series. It just doesn't need to have the six games it has already, and it's only like 6 years old. After them telling us, oh no, we're not going to keep pushing them out every year. Oh, we need money again. Here comes Tony Hawk's Underground 2.
Speaking of money at Activision.
A claim.
Oh no, it's a claim.
Filed for bankruptcy.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, they have $100 million in debt and they have like 10, somewhere between 10 and they say $50 million in assets. They filed for bankruptcy, so.
Which is too bad. But, like I said to you, they were just a money
publisher.
Company.
Yeah.
So. And so that's one less publisher, but...
They were paying somebody, though.
Yeah.
They were paying somebody who's not getting paid anymore.
But those people can find
new sources. Because they might have been making some pretty awesome games.
But if they were, someone else will pick them up.
Hopefully.
If they weren't, they'll fall by the wayside and no loss to us.
We're seeing an awful lot of this. You notice that?
We are.
It's kind of scary. You know what it's going to be? We're going to go from this monster list to next year's list. We're going to have, okay, the big games coming out are Quake 4... and Madden 2006? Get excited this holiday season! Oh, yeah! I can't
Tony
wait.
Hawk,
Tony Hawk's Underground 3?
Yeah.
And Railroad Tycoon 4. I swear to God, that's what it's gonna that's what's going to happen. Maybe a new Unreal here and there.
I don't think that the console gaming industry is going to die. Acclaim? Well, Acclaim was a big console.
Yes, they were. In fact, I remember many a game played back in my Nintendo days and whatnot on theirs. Published by Acclaim.
Yeah.
Many games. Tons. I saw their stupid logo everywhere I turned. But I saw EA's logo everywhere I turned, too. And if you ask me, Electronic Arts wouldn't be doing hot at all if it weren't for their sports games.
No.
They would be toast. Because they had crap. I remember so many games. It came in the funky Genesis carts that weren't like the real Genesis
right,
carts.
Right, with the yellow check thing.
But I kept trying to squeeze and slide out somehow. I don't know why, but I was obsessed with that. But they made some crap games. It was almost a given that I would look at that card and be like, oh, this game blows.
Or like Sierra. But see, a lot of these companies have just been around a long time.
Yeah, yeah. But Sierra had some kick-ass stuff. I wasn't sure if you were saying they were good or bad.
At the time, they were good.
See, but they're publishing Tribes Vengeance. They're responsible for Tribes.
They're still... I thought they fell by the wayside a while ago.
No, they closed down... Oh boy, I'm mad at myself now because I can't remember the name of the company that it was like a group of theirs that did. I can't remember who it was now. Oh my god, that's so sad.
They definitely slowed down.
Yeah, they have. I can't believe I can't remember. Who in the hell was responsible for it? Oh, Dynamix, I remember. Dynamix. And they walked in and shut them off one day. Mm. Goodbye. But Tribes Vengeance is still coming out.
You just sounded exactly like the AOL thing.
Goodbye. Goodbye. I'm sure it was just like that. They probably went to their office, turned on the mail, goodbye. Power got shut off of the building, guards came in, beat him over the head with their billy clubs, and threw him outside.
We gotta get going through this.
They just got locked out.
This is like twice as long as any other.
Yes, it is, and it's mostly crap. Welcome to the Game Boy Advance list for the end of the year.
I think we can just shoot through a lot of these.
We probably can. We've already gone on a hella too long anyway, but most of this stuff is crap. Mario Pinball Land.
Yeah.
October 4th. Hot Wheels Stunt Track. You want to alternate or something?
Sure.
Because I'm going to get tired of talking.
Hot Wheels Stunt Track Challenge, October 5th.
Mega Man 03. Another Mega Man, October 5th.
Rave Master Dual Explosion, October 5th. Whatever the hell that is.
I don't know.
That sounded like it could be cool.
That
depending on what it is.
It's like a
probably a dance, like press the buttons in the matching pattern game. Probably. Boktai, Solar Boy Django. October 12th, and I've actually seen the original Boktai running, floating around, you know, in various stores, and I swear it looks pretty cool, but I can't quite bring myself to shell out for it, because I know I'll never play it.
Kirby, The Amazing Mirror, October 18th.
Always fun.
I think Kirby games are pretty good platformers.
Definitely are. So I think this is all right. Here's one I don't know about, though.
Nightmare Land, or whatever one girlfriend is, it's pretty good.
Yeah. Grand Theft Auto Advance, October 19th. Reserve your copy today!
Oh yeah, that's gonna work so well.
It's gonna be like GTA 1 and 2.
Yeah,
all
it
over
has to be.
Ghetto, yeah.
In fact, it has to be even smaller.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't fit all that on a
cart.
Yeah.
Where are we? Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, October 19th.
Oh, wow, look at this. NES Classic Series 2, Zelda... I have no idea what that is.
IITM?
Oh.
Two.
Yeah, Zelda 2 with the trademark right. thing. It just came out as one sentence. Zelda 2, The Adventure of Link, Dr. Mario, Metroid, and Castlevania, October 25th, baby. Why the hell are they releasing Metroid? They just released Metroid Zero Hour, which is... Or what are not Zero Hour?
It's a different
game, though. It's not Zero Hour.
It's a different game, though. This is the original NES.
No, yeah, it's the original one, but what the hell was it called? Mission Zero or something, whatever the hell it's called.
Right, it was Timeline before the original NES.
No! Wasn't it a remake of the original one?
I don't think so.
I thought it was. There was Fusion and then Zero something, I thought. It makes sense that it's before the first one, being Zero Mission or Zero right. in the title, but I could have sworn that maybe it just had it on there. In any case...
Ice 9, I have no idea. October 26th.
Sounds like
Bam.
A,
what is that?
That's the name of the company.
Oh.
All Grown. Oh, I'm glad I got to do this one myself. This sounds like training for like putting on your diapers. All Grown Up, Express Yourself. October
nice.
2004.
It's Disney Presents a Pixar film, The Incredibles. October 2004.
Whoop-dee-doo. Golden Nugget. It's probably a gambling game.
That's my guess.
Yeah.
There's an awful lot of golden nuggets out there.
Yeah.
Lego Knight's Kingdom, October 2004.
Monster Trucks, October 2004.
Pac-Man World, October 2004.
Dude, if that is anything like the Pac-Man Land or whatever it's called, Pac-Land on the TurboGrafx 16, don't even think about buying it.
Well, there was a Pac-Man World on...
Oh, the crazy, like, smooth 3D one or whatever.
Yeah, I believe it was PlayStation.
Oh, okay, that might be pretty cool then.
SD Gundam Force, October 2004.
That should be pretty cool. I don't know what it is, but I bet it's pretty cool. Oh, I don't want to do this one. SpongeBob SquarePants the Movie, October 2004.
This one's much better. Strawberry Shortcake.
You got a picture of her dressed up in an S&M outfit. Strawberry Shortcake's pretty hot now, isn't she? Red hair.
October 24th.
Whip. Chain.
Oh, no.
You know it. Tattoo the Staff of Dreams, October 2004.
Here we got another poker game, Texas Hold'em, October 2004. Much better for a handheld game.
Yeah.
A poker game is a handheld game, not too terrible.
Yeah, definitely. I could totally see people buying that. Not on your PlayStation 2, though,
no.
You know?
No.
WWE Survivor Series, October 2004. Be there.
Yu-Gi-Oh! Destiny Board Traveler, October
2004. Why do I get the gay ones? Barbie Super Spy, look out, coming your way November 2nd.
She's going to have all those elite skills like...
And you know what I pictured?
Like Snake.
I pictured the chicks in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Duel Masters 2, Kaijudo Showdown.
November 2nd.
Yeah.
From Atari. Mega Man and... Oh, hell yeah! A second chance to pick this up.
Oh, great.
Mega Man Anniversary Collection. That's actually pretty awesome. I can see a ton of Mega Man fans just eating this up.
You know?
I mean, if they've got a bunch of Mega Man games, this is the bomb to have handheld. November 9th, from our friends at Capcom. The junk bring us the same games year after year. That should be their
making money
logo. Yep.
Donkey Kong Country 2, November 15th.
That's probably pretty good.
Oh.
That's probably a lot of fun.
Yu Yu Hakusho Tournament Tactics, November 16th.
Now this one's cool. This is great for handheld.
Yeah, it
is. Final Fantasy 1 and 2, Dawn of Souls, November 29th.
I could actually see me picking that up, even though I have Origins. And I'm like, I got halfway through it, and then stopped playing for a little bit of time, and then, because it's like the original ones, they didn't have like a log of where you were, right. So I was like, what the fuck was I doing 6 months ago? And I fired it up the other day, it was all, where was I supposed to be going?
The thing about old school RPGs in a handheld thing, they need to put in a save anywhere.
And I'm sure they will in this, too. I'm sure they
didn't.
Will.
They haven't been. You were complaining about that with a Lunar. That you'd have to
keep it
on. No,
I can save it anywhere, but it sets me to the front of the dungeon, though, I think.
You were saying you had to keep it on and stick it in your pocket because you couldn't save it.
Oh, yeah, because if I save it and turn it off, when I turn it on, it reads my save from the front of that dungeon. So, like, I can get halfway through the dungeon, save it, and then fuck it, turn it off, and I'd have to start over at the front of the dungeon.
But at least you have your XP and gold and stuff.
No, I don't. I'm pretty well. Oh, man, you probably. Yeah, I'm sure you do. I never looked. I didn't play it that long. I should go back because it's a lot of fun. But it's not as good as it was on the Sega CD, so it's like hard to play.
They need to put in places where you at least put in more places where you can save and stuff. Because
fuck that. Save now, right here.
Yeah.
As long
as
it's
not
so
in the middle
hard?
Of a battle.
It's not. Yeah. As long. Yeah. Right. That's not so hard. Emulation authors have been doing save states forever.
Yeah.
They save it right in the middle of battle. Obviously, it's different. You have unlimited storage and just copies of everything you are at.
Right.
But like, it's not that hard.
No. Yeah. It's important with handhelds.
It is very.
That's why puzzles. That's why puzzle games are so big, because at a given notice, you can turn it off.
Yeah, and not like lose any ground.
You get another great one.
I think this is some kind of crazy anime thing. Is
no,
it?
Beyblade is that it, all those crazy war top toys.
Oh, God! Beyblade G-Revolution, November 2004.
Cabela's Big Game Hunter. Yeah, buddy. 2005.
So that's how you know.
November
2004. Oh, that's it. Oh, yeah. It must be a typo.
No. You get all the 2005 stuff.
Sure,
it's almost 2005.
I just can't read. Yeah, okay. Dead to Rights, November 2004.
Gundam Seed, Battle Assault, November 2004.
iNinja, which actually turned out to be not so bad of a platform, I don't think, on the PS2.
Probably, I've heard conflicting things.
Yeah, same here. That's why it's not too bad, but not great. November 2004.
Lord of the Rings, The Third Age, November 2004. They need to stop porting these real games onto these.
Real games.
Make games that are designed for portability.
That's what I think so, too. Don't take the same name out of a game, throw it onto a handheld, make it all 2D. That the same engine uses, I guarantee 3/4 of these games, probably more, use the same engine.
Probably.
Honest to God. Need for Speed Underground 2, November 2004.
The Polar Express, November.
Prince of Persia, Warrior Within.
This is another one.
Also in November,
Don't do it.
Well, Prince of Persia, like the original ones were 2D and they were actually really cool. It was mainly because of the animation.
Well, yeah, but this game
is a real game, yeah.
It's going to try to be like the real one, and it's going to fail absolutely miserably. Santa Claus Saves the Earth.
Santa Claus.
November 2004.
The Herbs, Sims in the City. November.
Mario Party Advance.
Oh my
what?
God. I don't know.
You can play with one other person.
No, you have four-way hookups on that.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it might not be so bad. December 6th. Hardcore Pool, December 2004. Get your tickets now.
Lemony Snicket, a series of unfortunate events. Fourth quarter.
Tokyo Extreme Racer World. I wonder how that is. That's fourth quarter.
Tony Hawk's Underground 2, fourth quarter.
Gonna be crap. Disney's Lilo and Stitch 2, fall 2004.
Disney's Lizzie McGuire 2.
Oh boy.
Fall 2004.
How the hell does some of this crap make it? What the hell is this? Disney's That's So Raven, fall 2004.
It's a sitcom.
Oh,
I know because.
Yeah.
My girlfriend used to work at Disney, so I know I know way too much about that company.
Yes, you do.
FIFA Soccer 2005, fall 2004.
Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas, The Pumpkin King.
It's a shame it's gonna suck.
Yep.
Because that's a kick-ass movie right there.
I think you're right. Here's a great one.
Tron 2.0.
Tron 2.0.
Fall 2004.
You picture the Snake game?
Yeah.
When you think of this, remember the motorcycles in Tron?
Or that's
the line? Like, yeah. And they had, and then remember the Snake game? It was just like it, where it was just the snakes, and I picture that on a handheld for some reason.
That is one of the most popular aspects of both the original and two part.
It's fun, but
is the light cycle.
This is going to be $30 you're shelling out for this again. Tie the Tasmanian Tiger 2, Bush Rescue. Paul, 2004?
Kingdom Hearts Chain of Memories.
I'm very curious about that. I'm very curious about that game.
Well, this is one that's not... There is a GameCube version of it, but that's...
Yeah.
That's a different game entirely.
No, it's PS2.
No.
It's GameCube?
Oh, no, it is PS2, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I got.
PS2, okay. But it's a completely other game. This was designed for...
Yeah, yeah.
In specifically this console in mind.
They need to make some badass shooters, like a new Gradius for this.
Yeah.
You know, that would be awesome. That makes sense. A good handheld game. We're almost done.
We are done.
Well, I saw... No, we skipped the movies. In the
beginning. Right.
The two crappy movies. And against Modem's superior judgment, I watched Godsend, which he told me not to watch before, but I'm weak. I go to the video store with the intention of finding something that's going to entertain me for 2 hours, and I'm going to enjoy myself, and I'm going to get all involved, and I'm a sucker for new releases. You know, I walk in the store, I say, what looks like it just came, you know, straight out of the theater, and it's got to be pretty good, and I look at Godsend, and I go, oh, come on, it's got to be cool. The idea sounds cool. Parents lose their son.
The idea sounds easily fucked up.
Yeah, but it sounds like they could have done such a good movie with this. They lose their son. He's 8 years old, he dies. Okay, and then, what's the guy's name, Robert De Niro? I think he's the doctor, or, isn't that him?
Maybe.
I have no idea.
The guy with the big mole, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that might be Robert De Niro.
He's a doctor who's into cloning and stuff, and he says that he can clone their son. And that it would, you know, be exactly like it. So nothing lost, right? And, you know, other than the 8 years, you know, because what they do is they take, like, his DNA and inject it into an egg, and she has to give birth to him all over again. So then they go there 8 years, and, like, this is, like, the first 15 minutes of the movie. Boom, he dies. She gets, they move out to the country somewhere where he can do this illegal research and test, and she has the kid, and he's having, like, he's totally cool up until he's 8 years old. And then once he hits 8 years old, he just starts losing it. Like, he just starts flipping out. Like, and it's kind of creepy. Like, there's definitely some scenes where I was like, that's kind of scary. You know, like, where he's looking out a window, and it was nighttime, so you see your reflection, and the reflection's screaming at him and talking, and the boy's just sitting there, like, freaking out and crying. It's really scary. And then, like, he'll be in the shower and thinks he hears something, and he walks away, and, like, he comes back to the shower, and, like there's somebody trapped underneath the plastic shower curtain and stuff, you know, and he's, like, he's like, just demented. But, like, the movie's just weak, because they don't explain why until, like, the very end about what's going on, and he keeps saying, like, he's got this other boy trapped in him, and he keeps doing these evil things, and it turns out that it's just the doctor was, like, playing around with the genes. That's what it, I mean, it's not worth watching, so I'm going to say to you $2 here. The doctor's son killed his wife and then set the house on fire, and he died in the fire. And the doctor was doing research for cloning at the time but hadn't had it perfected and has been looking for a way to bring his son back. So apparently he's been doing this, and he takes part of his son's genes and mixes them with the other kid's genes, but it's making almost like two kids in their head, because they should be Adam and Zachary, two separate people, and instead they're in one body, so the kid flips out every now and again, and he's this evil demon kid, Zachary, who then, of course, goes on to try to kill Adam's mom, like the family that loses their kids, you know, his parents now. He tries to kill him, and it's just dumb. It's just stupid. I mean, it was a bad movie. And then I saw what should have been a great movie, and it was easy. Like you said, Godsend was pretty easy to fuck up. And it was. They fucked it up. Hard to do right. Could have been done right, but they fucked it up. The Girl Next Door, easy to do right. And they've screwed it up.
Should have been a standard 80s kitty comedy.
You know, completely, totally. I mean, how can you go wrong? Following in the footsteps of, like, American Pie, they had this made. Three guys in high school
at graduation time, and an ex-porn star hottie moves next door that's about their age. How do you screw this up? And yet, they did. I'm not going to blow this one like I blew Godsend, though. Because this is... Because
I want to see it.
Yeah, because this is actually half worth watching. Like, I did kind of enjoy myself. It wasn't terrible. It wasn't terrible. It wasn't great. But, like, you saw where it was going. You knew that this kid was going to fall in love with her. I mean, you know this, right? Duh. Okay, and you know that, like, eventually he's going to find out. Eventually he's going to find out that she was a porn star. And then, of course, there's going to be the bad turmoil part of it, you know, where it's like...
So you're saying it was too standard.
Exactly. It was, like, cut and dry. I may have not seen this before, but I probably did. So I'm just like, I might as well have. Exactly. It was just like, I see where this is going. They tried to mix it up by throwing in
new titties, though.
You know, I don't really remember much, though.
No?
There wasn't, like, they didn't use their whatever rating they gave this well enough, you know?
Well, I have the unrated version, so I'll see.
Yeah, this was the unrated version. It just wasn't very special. Maybe I wasn't paying attention when I turned it on and just hit play on the standard version or something. I don't know. I just sat down, popped it in, and it came on. So, it wasn't terrible, though. It had its moments. It was definitely pretty funny at times. But it wasn't something that I would have paid to go forward and see in the theater. $2 wasn't too bad, you know, to rent this from Blockbuster. $2 wasn't so bad. But don't expect some original great movie that you're going to be laughing at and really want to add to your collection. I don't think that this is something that many people are going to want to buy. It's going to be like a watch. And, oh, yeah, I saw that. It was all right. And the weirdest part is the chick is kind of hot and then not. Like, in some scenes, you're like, wow, this chick's good looking, and then she's not.
There's chicks like that. It's kind of weird. You'll see pictures of them, and they're like, hot as hell, and then different pictures of them, and they're like...
Yeah, Britney Spears.
Yeah.
You see her all trashy and shit, and then you see her, and you're like, damn. Isn't she old enough for Playboy yet, you know?
Yes.
You know? But yeah, you know, you think to yourself, how does this happen, you know? And you can't make up your mind that she's kind of hot, she's not. But the coolest part of the movie to me was, and this is weird, just because I like the guy. The dude is awesome. He's such a cool actor. The drug dealer in Go.
Okay.
I can't remember his name. He's the good drug dealer. Oh, right. The good drug dealer. He's the drug dealer dude from Go was in this. And he's just awesome. That dude's the man. So he was in this, and that was kind of cool to me to see him. But the overall movie was just flat. So, that was that.
I did not
have a good movie experience this week. I was very, very, very disappointed. And I don't think I'm going to have a good one this week.
Last week, I forgot to mention a movie I saw.
Huh.
And, you know me. Weird is good.
Yeah.
I like weird. Weird's different from normal.
Mm-hmm.
I saw The Triplets of Belleville.
What the hell is that?
Now, that's a French animated indie film. And it's...
How'd that happen?
Because I saw commercials for it, and it was weird, and I thought, this has got to be good.
Okay.
I like being weirded out. I like seeing stuff that makes me go, what the fuck is going on? I like it. It's a good experience. This movie had very, very little dialogue, and what there was in French. None of the characters spoke. A word, ever.
Weird.
The only thing was, they'd be watching TV, and the TV would be going, and it would be obviously nothing that has to do with what's going on.
Yeah.
It's just background. This is basically about a guy who's a Tour de France rider. Okay? And his mother, trains him all his life and stuff, and then he gets stolen during the middle of and taken to, I think, America.
Uh-huh.
And to ride on this stationary bicycle in front of a screen where the rich people behind him are betting.
Oh, whoa.
And, like, the Triplets of Belleville are these three girls from the 20s that were jazz singers.
Uh-huh.
And, they're, like, old now, and then the old lady comes to America to find her son, and they help her, and it is bizarre. I do not recommend this, unless you want to just be so completely lost.
Did you ever see Run, Lola, Run?
No.
Me neither. I was just curious.
So, if you're looking for, like, not understanding a lick of what's going on, it's a decent movie, I suppose.
I guess.
French weirdness is a little too much for me. American weirdness is good, because it's close enough to me that I understand.
Yeah. So is British weirdness. That's alright.
British weirdness is okay. French weirdness is like...
What the hell is wrong with these people? Bomb them!
And the animation is bizarre. Like, it's just... It's strange.
That's freaky.
It's strange.
Yeah, well, I will not be picking that up. Yeah. Well, anyway, hopefully next week we're going to have Star Ocean 3. We'll have...
Well, we'll have Star Ocean 3.
Yeah, we'll have all kinds of good stuff next week. Oh, and the movies next week are going to blow, because I'm not watching a movie next week. Because you know what came out this week? The Passion of the Christ. And I don't see me watching that.
I feel like I almost have to.
Me too. It's kind of like...
So many people love the hell out of it or whatever, and it's like...
I don't know.
It's like having gone through that whole period without ever seeing Titanic.
I never seen it.
You never saw Titanic?
No. Why the hell would I want to watch that?
Because everybody else did.
You just doesn't find mean out. It's a good movie.
Well,
though.
No, but you find out, you try to find out what the hell they saw in it.
They're just stupid. That's the end all of it right there.
And that's true.
There's just
I thought Titanic was an okay movie. It wasn't nearly what it turned out
totally
to be. That's
kick
for
back
damn
and
sure.
Watch The Stand for like 8 hours and just be like loving it. Whereas people are like, that's so retarded. Go watch Titanic. It's such a better movie. And I'm like, you know, I don't get it. I can't watch the Titanic. However, The Passion of the Christ is different for one reason only. I take it back. There's two reasons. There's two reasons I do want to watch this.
South Park made fun of it?
No. Oh. South Park has nothing to do with this. Actually, South Park does have something to do with this. Oddly enough, now check this out. Remember that episode they did, obviously, talking with Mel Gibson and all that crap? In the scenes where they showed what was like fake movie scenes, where it was animated, you know, but it was like from the movie. The music. I am dying to find out if the music in that is awesome. Because I like that style of music.
Mm-hmm.
I get made fun of all the time. Everybody walks in and like, what kind of Indian crap are you listening to? And I'm like, dude, you don't know. It's awesome. I love it. I don't know what it is. It's just like peaceful and I can listen to it for hours.
So just download some songs then.
I don't do that though. So it's like I want to like hear the rent the movie because I'm gonna be able to rent that for like $2, and then I'm gonna be able to like listen to the soundtrack, you know, like hear it while I'm like playing a video game, blowing stuff up, and killing people, and you know, swearing and all this stuff while I'm watching the Passion of the Christ. But I want to listen to the music just to find out if it's really good or not. Something that I might buy the soundtrack for, which blows my mind. But those scenes in South Park just made me think. Go, oh yeah, I bet it's got some good music from like that. Fake era, you know? So like, you know, like the fake happenings anyway. And the second thing was, I know that it's not real, so to me it might be a pretty cool story. That's the second reason why I might want to watch it. I know that it's a crock. I know this right now. Other people
well,
have
that
their
kind
own
of stuff
beliefs
happened.
They're, well yeah I know but,
the whole...
but this
right
you know. And so there's people out there that believe either way, you know, believe what you want. I know that it didn't happen. So to me, it might make for a decent story. It may not be accurate to this fake story. You know what I'm saying? It's like this is hard to word, but it still might make for an interesting movie with any other title.
Right.
How's that? You know, I mean, for somebody who knows that this is fiction anyway.
The Romans did that to people.
You know, yeah, but I mean, like,
right,
what
I,
they're trying to convey here is
right.
Not that. It's there's a clear-cut path we're getting to on this, you know, and I know it was BS, so it might make for an interesting movie, but my real actual interest is the soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
So, that should be interesting. Now I'm going to get emails.
Touched on a touchy subject.
I'm gonna get emails. You don't know anything. I can see it now. But I do know. See, that's
well,
the thing.
Yeah, go ahead and send it to me because I feel the same way.
You know, it's just. I mean, but you know, hey, each person has his own feelings on this subject. So it's you know, hey, whatever. Believe what you want. I'll believe what I want. You know, hey, write me off as you know. You don't know what the hell you're talking about. Fine. I don't know what I'm talking about. Okay. I know it's not real. But like I said, either way, I want the soundtrack. I think. That's why I want to hear it. And I'm not going to be able to rent the soundtrack. So I'm going to rent the movie and kind of listen, you know.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure that the Passion of the Christ soundtrack is not, like, huge in piracy circles and is just going to trickle down to me.
Yeah.
You know, I don't see that happening.
Probably not.
I don't see that happening. All right. I think we're way too overtime here.
Yeah, we were worried about getting out.
I know. Damn it. All right. Okay, bye.
Peace.